Man Show. What's up? What's up, my friends? Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, no matter how hard I want it to stop. It keeps going. As if it was an energizer rabbit that you did not want to keep living. As if you were wondering when that rabbit was going to run out of battery juice. Here we stand. I'm just sitting here trying to write this book. What is that lyric from? I can't remember. What? Welcome to the best show, my friends. Tonight we talk about the 50. We name the 50 top vape stores. We're going to name the top 50 vape store names and the top 50 vape flavors or vape juices. If you have a real one, you give me a real one. If you got one that's not real, you give me that one. You give me all of you. Call 201-332-3484. That's what you got to do if you want to get in on the action. And I tell you right now, you look at that old clock on the wall, man, you know the best show started. And what do? When the best show starts, you get down, baby. It's time. Right, Mike? Wait, you're here? Mike's here this week. How about that? Everybody's here this week. I should have sat it out. I should have sat the show out. Welcome to the best show.
Starting A, big old power chord, and we're gonna go A to the D, move it on up. And then we're just gonna repeat that exact same thing, 2 frets higher. And then one of the meanest guitar riffs ever. Here we go. It's 5th fret on the low E and 4th fret on the A string.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
This is what it's gonna sound like. Fuzz pedal, and here we go. So we're on 5th fret and then 4th fret. And then we're gonna repeat that, and then we're going to 7th fret, 5th fret. And we are climbing up, and that's all we do. So 2 on the first one. And make sure you just hit these bottom two, as you just heard. I went over and accidentally hit down, so you have to be real careful on your picking.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hi, I'm Jonah Ray. Check your scruples at the door, because this is Drink for Free on the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living. Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby, come home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, hum, baby. Come on, home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, atta boy, let's go, baby, come. Come on, baby, home, baby, 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 come on, baby, home
How it ends sometimes. That's how it goes. We play with fire when we play with the old soundboard. But sometimes we go to the new one and we do the countdown and we're back.
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired. So sad to tell.
Didn't know was that the diarrhea that I thought I had well under control was not equal to the strain of my current mission. Thank God for Dark Man Trisus.
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
Great show for you tonight. Toots and the Migtals are here.
Indeed. Because
get right into it. Hi, it's Tom, the best show. What's up, everybody? It's September. What's going on? It's still hot, right? Still hot? Hot night? I hope everybody in Florida is okay. All my friends in Florida, be safe. Please. I hope everybody's safe. All my friends that listen. Phone number 201-332-3484. That's the number if you want to get in on the action. Tonight, we are doing a busy show where we're going to talk about naming the top 50 vape store names, coming up with what the top 50 would be, and top 50 vape flavors. Let's see how that goes. Tonight, we got a full house out there. We got Mike, Gudio, and Pat. You guys going to order a pizza pie? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, don't do me a favor when you order one. I love that thing. Oh, I guess we could. Okay. Sure. Or don't. Get that thing, Mike. First of all, I want to say everybody... I've heard from more people talking about Mike's opinion on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I've had people reach out to me and they want to talk about, like, boy, Mike's off base on that one, huh? Like, you can take it right to him. He was like, why don't they tell me about it? I was like, yeah, why don't they? You got a thing you say to him, you say it to him. He's over. He's everywhere. He's got all his platforms, right? He's available. He'll debate it, just like he used to debate the everything. He debated everything. Guy wore me down with Dinosaur Jr. to where he finally. I finally did what now? I finally added him to the show, and he never left. He never left. Wait, what's this?
This is Jason from Jersey City.
Oh my God! I don't know what that was, but it just popped up in me feed. Yikes! Last week we played what was supposed to be Mike's first call. Which was rumored to be his first call, and Mike denies it, and I got to go along with Mike on this. It doesn't sound like his first call. Okay, sounds kind of like Mike, but then kind of not like Mike, right? Yeah, but what do you think about this one, Mike? Tell me if you think this one is authentic or not, okay? FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Jason from Jersey City. I'm a first-time caller.
How are you, Jason?
Doing good.
What do you think about that, Mike? Yeah, but who do you think it is?
Very confident for a first time caller.
Well, thanks, I guess.
You're on.
A little nervous, but
you're on
the confidence
Pat,
is there.
You're on with Patton Oswalt and Jason Walliner.
Fantastic. I've got a question for Patton, but really quick, Tom, I just wanted to see, I know there's the age-old debate of who's the biggest idiot in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yes.
As if now you needed any proof who it was. It's all he talks about still. All Jason talks about is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Apparently he talked about it the first time he called the show in 2005? What year would this be? 2008.
Who's the dumbest member?
The dumbest member. I don't know if you've seen the latest issue of Rolling Stone, but David Crosby put in a personal ad trying to sell his boat in it.
Really?
The Mayan.
You can hear Jason's accent, too, a little bit. He hadn't worked that West Virginia out of his voice yet. You know he's got the boat. You see the new Rolling Stone? He's got his boat for sale. I don't know. Well, that's not West Virginia.
Okay, the dumbest member. I don't know if you've seen the latest issue of Rolling Stone.
Stone? New issue. Because, first of all, I'm away. Wow, what's going on? Yeah. Best show. Hi. Ugh. I can't stand hearing these old. This is better than the previous one. The one that had Mike's alleged first call. My voice sounds so nasally and reedy because I'm talking from my throat, from the middle of my face before I started talking deep like I do now.
But David Crosby put in a personal ad trying to sell his boat in it?
Really?
The Mayan?
Are you serious? Who's on the cover of the issue with Taylor Swift on the cover?
It's Taylor Swift. And it basically, it's just a little, it's an email for his broker, but it talks about how all the sweet times he had on the boat. I wrote all my best songs on this boat. And it's just begging for money.
I gotta sell my boat and Rolling Stone.
First of all, Mike, now that you know Jason, right? And Pat, I want you to weigh in on this too, because Pat's the silent one. It's like Mike is like John Lennon, Dudio's like Paul McCartney, and Pat's like George Harrison. Because Pat's the one that doesn't say a whole lot, but everybody likes the most when they think twice about it. Like they give some thought to it, they're just like, yeah, I think I like him best. But Mike and Pat, knowing Jason now, Dudio, the dude who built the studio, when you hear him crack his first call ever, he's cracking Patton Oswalt up, right? Could you imagine the cloud that this guy was walking on after this call? Could you imagine what it must have been like to talk to him the next day at UCB Theater when he's getting trained by, Alan Ruins Everything? He probably was like, Hey, Alan, I called Best Show last night. Did a little thing about David Crosby selling his boat. You know Patton Oswalt? You know who he is? I'm from West Virginia. He's from Virginia proper. I made him laugh pretty hard. Hey, Alan, I brought a clip of it.
On this boat, and it's just begging.
Here, let me play it for you.
For money.
I gotta sell my boat in Rolling Stone.
Yeah. This guy is so out of touch. He like thinks he thinks Rolling Stone matters to anyone. It's like, yeah, I'll take it to Rolling Stone. That's where I'll sell my boat.
That's all the news that fits. That's what the kids read.
Yeah.
No kid's gonna go, wow, so you're saying that wooden ships and American Dream got written on this boat?
Yeah,
sink it. I wasn't a long walk to that joke. Sink it. It's a boat. It's a boat where terrible songs are written on. I said sink the thing. I should have said, now if I say sink it with him on it, then I know that my thinking has not changed.
Sink it.
So this is where this enclosed wooden structure had David Crosby's body when it was sweaty and slick with sea salt.
Yeah.
That he would sleep in at night, and it kind of those fumes are in the wood now.
He should be forced to walk the plank on that thing.
There we go. It's good to know that your brain doesn't develop at all in terms of how you'd answer a comedic situation.
Well, I will look for that ad, young man.
Definitely. I think Crosby gets it for that. And my quick question for Patton is,
do you think he blows it now, Mike? I bet he blows it. Do you think he loses the audience? You say he maintains it. Pat, what do you think? You think he loses it? You think he turfs out that he should have called it early. So he said, thanks, guys.
Regarding United States of Terra, what do you think of the show? What are your experiences? Any John Corbett? You only have to speak with them with a post-it note type situation there.
Everyone on the show is so nice and laid back. I've been traveling. I haven't really had a chance. I watched the pilot, and I know not to judge shows by pilots because I've seen how they mess pilots up. Mm-hmm. So I'll get back to me in a month when I've actually been able to see the show. I haven't been able to really see it yet.
Awesome.
I had fun doing it.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Only a few minutes left.
I don't know. What's the ruling, Mike? He did get a laugh in the end, and then he ingratiated himself with Patton, asking a question about his work. I think he did all right. I got to say, for a first call, that was a strong first call. If anybody called now with that call, I'd be impressed. Not bad, Jason. Next day at improv, what would you have been at that point? 101? Yeah, because he's always bragging that Alan Conover, the host of Alan Ruins Everything, like taught him comedy, which I don't know, he'd brag about that. Actually. Hey, yeah, I thought I could, this is like that show Alan Ruins, this is how an episode of Alan Ruins Everything goes. I'm eating this bacon because it's the most healthy thing you can eat on earth. Boing. Actually, bacon's not very healthy for you. I thought I could, What are you eating? A big pile of birthday cake. It's nutritious. Boing, he pops up. Actually, birthday cake's not very nutritious. Like these arguments that everybody's like, what? Really? You think you're cluing us in on that? That birthday cake's not good for you? I think he's run out of things to ruin. Alan's run out of things to ruin. Do you still talk to him? What's he like? Nice guy? You should get him to call in sometime. Alan ruins everything or anything? Alan ruins everything. Alan ruins Adam. Who's Adam? I don't know. Okay. He's Adam. He goes Adam, right? Like he goes out, he attacks. He's on an attack. He goes at him. Alan Ruins Adam, which everybody should check out, which is on True TV, which is changing its name to the Impractical Jokers channel soon. There was an episode. I'm not saying that they run these things too much on the channel, but I saw an episode. It's the tape broke. It was all scratched like an old-timey movie.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So what do we hear? We heard Ron Gallo started us off. Ron Gallo, great album by Mr. Ron Gallo. It's called Heavy Meta. And that song is called Young Lady, You're Scaring Me on Heavy Meta. The album he put out. Great album. Great guy. Good stuff. Good stuff all around. No complaints from me, man. Who's good here, Mike? Line three? Your idea good or my idea good? Best Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's calling?
This is Angela in Ithaca.
Angela in Ithaca. What's going on in Ithaca tonight, Angela?
Not much. Just getting ready for the start of the school year tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes.
Off in the morning and off to school. Right?
Yep.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah. So tell me, Angela. Angela. Do people say that to you? Angela.
Yes, they do.
They say a fair amount in that Tony Danza voice.
Yeah, my husband says that to me in that voice all the time.
Angela. What are you doing? Great.
What's that?
Thank you. Now, Jason came in and he's vaping.
He's vaping?
Yeah, because we're going to have a vape themed show tonight. So he's.
Yes. Yes, I know. I was excited for it.
So tell me, Angela, the first time your husband went, Angela, were you just like, were you just like, nope?
Yes. I might have actually said that.
First time you were just like, ha 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 ha. Like, even though.
I don't know. I think it was nope the first time.
So it was nope. And then he wore you down by just never stopping going, Angela.
He tries not to break it out too often so as not to make it stale.
Sure. He saves it for special occasions.
Special occasions. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thoughtful guy.
Let me just say one thing, first of all. Tonight we're going to talk all about this vaping stuff, but one thing I really want to bring up is that our friend Claire O'Kane, comedian Claire O'Kane, has issued a challenge to Twitter, basically, saying that, here's the tweet she wrote.
Okay.
If this tweet gets 1 million retweets, I will ditch my wedding mid-ceremony and instead live stream me trying to eat / review every fast food chicken sandwich in under 5 minutes while my family flails in the background begging me to return to the altar. I think there's a chance. If we could get like a big shot, a Twitter big shot to retweet this. Oh, Jason.
You got to score an influencer.
Yeah, we got to get someone. Who's like a big, who do we know that's like a big shot on Twitter? Look, I'm going 95K strong, which is not nothing, but it's not something.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Wecht. He was a guest there like 6 months ago. Yeah? He'd have a lot of followers?
Yeah.
Anytime he's retweeted. Okay. Then hit Brian Wecht up. Can you do that? Why don't you get your buddy Alan to do it? Jason? From Alan Ruins Anything. See if he'll do it. Actually, I can't retweet it. You ever watch that show, Angela?
What show is it?
Alan Ruins Anything.
No, I've never heard of it.
It's this guy that taught Jason improv, which, I mean, no offense. You really got to learn improv? What's this big skill thing?
Yes, and?
Yes, and. See, everybody knows that. I could do it. I've never taken one improv class. I could go do improv. I could clean up if I did improv.
I'm sure you could.
Let's do a scene, Jason.
Okay.
Jason, come in here. We'll do me, you, and Angela do an improv scene. And you, this guy's got more training than anyone with improv. Angela, do you have improv training?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. And I have none. I have none, so...
All right. Guy,
so he didn't even teach you. Alan didn't teach you.
He taught me Sketch 101.
He taught you Sketch 101.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, so let's do an improv thing. How do we do this now?
We need a suggestion.
Mike?
So, okay.
What's a suggestion? We're going to our first rodeo.
Okay.
Okay.
Since you're the improv whiz, why don't you kick us off?
Hey, thanks so much for getting these tickets to the rodeo.
Well, this isn't a rodeo. We're on a spaceship. Right? Is that how we do this?
No, you're supposed to... yes and is agreeing with me.
What's
like,
that now?
To yes and, that would be like, yes and blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not like,
gotcha.
Like no, okay. But automatically right. Derails
okay.
It.
All right. Let's start over again.
We need a new suggestion.
Are you ready, Angela?
Let's
do the rodeo one again. We can
do the rodeo one again? Okay.
Back to the rodeo?
Yeah.
Man, this is the longest rodeo I've ever seen.
Say something, Angela.
Oh, sorry. We've been here for at least 15 hours.
Yes, we have.
I know. Can you believe how long this rodeo is? Especially since it's not really a rodeo. It's just a hologram on this spaceship.
Well, it's a really... good-looking hologram.
Well, that's...
Very realistic.
Guys, it is.
I need to go to the captain's calling me up to the astro deck because apparently we're about to crash into a black hole and we need to make sure that our quasars are in phaser formation.
Do you need me to come up there? I'm a quasar expert.
No, you're not. You're back at a rodeo.
But my day job is I'm an expert of quasars.
Is it?
Well,
it is. You guys never even ask what I do for a living.
Well, tell me what you do for a living.
I'm an expert of quasars.
First of all, what's your name? I don't even know your name.
I'm Richie.
Richie. Remember that on the Albert Brooks album when he went, Richie.
Yeah.
Angela says
that. Is that part of the skit? Richie Rich? Is that your name?
Yeah, is your name Richie Rich?
Rich is my middle name. My last name is Dawson.
So your name is Richie Rich Dawson?
Richie Rich Dawson.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get some of that money. Give me some money.
I wish I could. But it's all down on Earth, and I'm up here on this ship, and I just have credits.
Credits.
I know you don't like the money system on this ship.
Beam me down to your money bag, Richie Rich.
We're too far away for the signal to beam us down.
Hey. No, we're not.
Either we fix.
Why don't you go back to the rodeo? Go back to the rodeo.
Now
we're at the
rodeo.
Forget this spaceship stuff. We're at the actual rodeo.
Okay, great.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Jason. I'm from West Virginia. Check my rodeo out.
Do it, Jason.
Hey, man. They call me Slaw Dog, man. I got a bid on David Crosby's boat.
Really? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, man. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy his boat, man.
Where did you see that ad, Jason?
Rolling Stone, man.
What?
Yeah.
Who was on the cover?
Taylor Swift,
man.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, well, who's at this rodeo tonight?
Well, I'm Rich Dawson.
From the spaceship?
From the spaceship.
All right. See, I just proved this is enough improv. I proved that I can do improv. All right.
Yeah.
You can
also,
hit.
I can say, though, that the voice that you were doing for me was very similar to the voice of those who gave me the nickname Slaw Dog.
Hey, man, I'm calling you Slaw Dog.
That is literally what it is.
Really?
I started shaking.
Your
a
name ain't
bit.
Jason. Yeah. Slaw Dog.
You're Slaw Dog now.
Your name's Slaw Dog now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your name ain't Jason. Slaw Dog.
They used to bang on my window at 2 a.m. to be like, hey, Slaw Dog.
Slaw
Dog. Dog, wake up.
Slaw Dog.
And they'd get me to play Black Crows for them.
Slaw Dog.
Slaw Dog, you
go
wake.
Get your copy of America. I want to hear.
Yeah.
I want to hear Remedy, Slaw Dog.
Slaw Dog, you up there?
Slaw Dog, get your Black Crows record out.
All right, you can leave now. Angela, what do you have for the topic? Great improv. kudos to Alan.
Just watching the show.
You were right. I really put him down. He taught you well.
He trained him well.
Yeah.
He did. I was impressed.
Me too. So do you have anything for the topic tonight, Angela?
I did. I had a couple. I couldn't tune in. My internet's funky, so I don't know if any of this has been used.
You don't worry about it.
I feel they're all equally stupid, right?
You don't worry about it.
All right. All right. I have one. This one is kind of versatile because you can mix up the verbs. I was thinking veni, vidi, vapey.
Oh, ho, 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 ho! Mike! Did you write this down because Angela said it? No, she just said Mike came in.
Did you say that?
Mike came in, handed me a piece of paper. He's like, I got the one that's going to win everything. Veni, vidi, vapey.
No, he didn't.
I swear, I'm holding it in my hand right now. Vape store name. Veni, vidi, vapey.
Wow, I feel so close to greatness right now.
You did it. You and Mike are on the same wavelength.
You might
be separated at birth.
Maybe.
You don't sell headshots of yourself, Angela, do you?
No, but I do have one of his headshots that's autographed.
Do you ever look at it and think you're looking in the mirror sometimes?
All the time.
Realize it's just a headshot?
It's like looking at the Mona Lisa. Follows me around the room.
Veni, vidi, vapey. Put that at number 4 on the list, please.
Oh boy.
As best vape store. What else do you have, Angela?
Okay, I also have HR Vape and Stuff.
33, HR Vape and Stuff. Angela's on fire tonight.
Okay. I had one more, but it's not very good.
Well, you got to hear it now.
Okay. Planet of the Vapes.
Well, I know we're going to get that one a lot, so
I figured.
We're going to get Planet of the Vapes a fair amount, so we'll keep track of that.
Leave it there.
There's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of vape ape rhyming tonight.
Yes, I was assuming as much. Can I ask you one other thing?
Sure, you can.
Are you feeling particularly on guard for the e-cigs for legs guy? I feel like this is catnip for him.
He can come out. He can come. I welcome him every week. He's welcome every week.
Okay.
Every week he's welcome.
Good. Right. I hope he pops up.
I do too. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Why? Right? Wah-ha-ha-ha. Best show.
Hello, sir. First time, long time.
Welcome.
Well, that was weird, I guess, on two different levels. There was the Rush Limbaugh element to that, but also, sir. It's like, what is this, the Army? It's like when Sergeant Hulka says, "You don't call me, sir. I work for a living." John Winger in Stripes. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't know that Kip Winger has been nominated for Grammys in the classical music category, not rock. But I think a lot of that just comes down to name recognition on the voter ballot. I guess what I'm getting at is more people who aren't into classical will recognize Kip Winger than will recognize, say, Umberto Kawasaki, and truthfully, I did make that name up. I don't mean I made up Kawasaki. That's of course a company that makes fine motorcycles and possibly even guitars. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! My first like really terrifying memory is being at a carnival and they had that thing where. Yeah. These guys get on these motorcycles and they drive uh-huh. super fast around this like bowl. Very odd. It's super loud and so scary. And I don't think I've ever really wanted to be near a motorcycle since then. But what I do love is carnival pizza. Oh my God, it's so nummy. You know, it's like that white trash style pizza with the cardboard kind of crust and the that super processed sauce. It's almost kind of sweet and the mozzarella, of course. But I don't know. I kind of prefer that over that gourmet pizza that you get in those wood burning oven places. Well, wait. Okay. Now I'm wondering: is it wood burning or is it coal burning? It'd be interesting if someone ever got black lung from pizza. Uh-huh. But remember when Trump said that coal was coming back to all those poor coal workers in West Virginia? Those poor guys were so excited to be getting their faces dirty again. That didn't come out anything like I meant it to. I don't know. I'm getting loopy here, I guess. Do you ever wonder if Trump has ever been in the same room when someone's been killed? And I'll take that up and like one more notch and speculate that he's been in the same room during a human sacrifice.
Trump.
It's not that far out of the realm of speculation, if you ask me. And okay. Funny, realm of speculation sounds like it could be a Blue Oyster Cult song from, I don't know, like, what record would that be off of? Like, either Spectres or Fire of Unknown Origin. Speaking of, oh, this is exciting. I'm going to see them for the first time ever in October. And I know there's only two original members left, and there was that disturbing Instagram photo the other day where they're rehearsing in short pants, but I'm still looking forward to it. And what I was looking forward to was that Tarantino flick, but, you know, I don't know, I'm such a sensitive guy. When it got super violent, I just had to stop looking. I could hear that dog barking really loud and chewing stuff, but I didn't really watch it. My guess is that rabid dog killed Brad Pitt's character just as he impregnates Squeaky Fromm. Man, what a career she's had, huh? Very interesting stuff going on there. You know, on second thought, I don't want any spoilers from you or anyone, because there's probably a lot of people out there in Radio Land who haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, well.
And that leads to, like, what exactly is Radio Land? Is that where the radio show is taking place, or is that where the listener is?
Well.
And to that I say, either way, I'm not into it, right? But it reminds me of that song, oh my God, Angie Baby by Helen Reddy. I don't know if you recall this track, but this dude, he comes over to Angie's pad, and he's like been being weird to her, I guess, for quite some time, like he's a flagrant creep. And truthfully, she's got her own problems. But she does some effed up magic, and now he's in the radio, like in miniature form. And that's my biggest fear ever, being made small. And oh, wait, that's weird. That's a Was Not Was song. They have a song that goes, I was knocked down, made small, treated like a rubber ball. What an odd trajectory Don Was has had, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, the evolution of his headwear alone has been a real journey to follow, quite an amazing thing. But, you know, he's also one of those guys where you don't know if he's actually doing anything, kind of like Rick Rubin.
Okay.
Is he even listening? What's he got going on under that robe? He's almost like the funk rock and roll Judge Montgomery Davies, if you think about it. And then do you remember when Rick Rubin had that noise band called Hose before rap started? This was like back in early 80s, I guess, when he was living in a dorm at NYU on Washington Muse.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the weirdest word of all time, right? Muse. I don't even know what it means, but then you see it and you're like, is it Mewis? Washington Mewis. And then you start saying Mewis over and over again, and you almost feel like a Martin Short character on SCTV. Oh, Washington Mewis. Oh, Washington Mewis. You know, Washington Muse is actually where a young Bob Dylan wrote a lot of those early classics. A lot of people don't know that. Like Blowing in the Wind, Times There Are Changing, Mr. Tambourine Man. And I still think it's super weird that he asks the guy tapping the least melodic instrument that there is, pretty much, to play him a song. Like Mr. Tambourine Man could be playing literally anything, and Bob Dylan wouldn't know what the hell it was. Did I just say Mr. Tambourine Men? That's weird. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song. That makes it a lot weirder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of weird, I had the weirdest thing the other night. So I'm sleeping, and no idea what this dream was, but I woke up with the phrase, tonight, every night is Halloween, stuck in my brain. Well, what does that even mean? It almost sounds like a beer commercial.
Hey, can I get in here at some point?
Oh, sure, yes.
Can I ask you, you've just kind of went off on a thing. Why did you call?
Oh, I wanted to know what time it was.
You wanted to know what time it is?
Yes. What time is it?
It's 9:51.
Oh boy! Oh no! I should hit the sack pronto. First day of school's tomorrow.
First day of school. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess are you a teacher or are you a parent?
Oh, neither. I'm a student.
You're a student.
Yeah, I'm 7. Why?
Wait, you're 7. You're 7. Hello? Wait, is he gone? Is that really how? Oh, yeah, I guess he is gone. Well, how about that? 7-year-old who's pumped. I guess he would be seeing Blue Oyster Cult for the first time. That makes sense. He seemed like a super fan. Seemed a little weird that he hadn't caught them yet. But it makes sense because he's 7. I guess so. Who's good here, Mike? Yeah, I'm overriding you. Now I'll do it. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Who's this?
Yeah.
I knew this is.
I got a friend here who, you know, a lot of people don't like Avalanche Bob. I mean, you know, some people don't. And, you know, Kid Chris and you are great supporters of me, right?
Yeah, we are.
And, yeah. So, this guy, Thomas, mm-hmm. on the Kid Chris show.
Yeah.
He's always trying to put Bob Cribbio out of his. Well, I have a friend here who I'm going to do a comic book about, who is a superhero.
Okay.
His name is Superboard Snowstorm. Superman. No, I'm sorry. Superboard Snowboard. Yeah, okay. It's on the thing. So he left a message here for this guy, and I put it on Kid's phone. But this guy, if he messes with Abilene, his voice is kind of scary, that he will definitely put this guy down. So I thought maybe you'd like to hear it. It might be a kick for
you. Sure, sure.
Okay, just a minute.
Chris, this is Superboard Starman.
What is this?
I am here with my friend Robert Cody Bob 33, okay. And I will tell you why I am calling. Thomas has got to stop messing with Bob. I'm here in the plant now because Bob is my friend. And he's going to do a comic book about me. On the way here, I had to take down an ugly monster. Something that looked like Thomas. And it was really, I don't know why, maybe his evil face spreads everywhere. But anyway, I will tell you how I got my superpowers.
Okay.
On my planet...
Yeah.
In the Quantum Galaxy, Earth 3, the Superboard Revolution with Avalanche Bob has become the hottest thing on the planet, thanks to the company,
Red Bull,
that's done this commercial, knock-on with Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Superboard groups, music was everywhere.
Okay. Why am I...
Anyway, I was in a concert.
How did I get here? How did...
With my worst enemy, Zachary. We were out snowboarding. All of a sudden, I heard a voice say, I love you. And I said, what? She said, I'm a little superstorm, and I'm giving you powers. You will have the power to be able to shoot icicles out of your hands. You will have the power to cause little tornadoes. You will have the power to become little hurricanes to shoot evil people down.
Who gave this guy the green light for this?
I named her for one of the super borders on my planet that died, Ellie. A tribute. So Ellie and me are fighting crime in the universe. Now, this is my warning to Thomas. If you mess with your queen, or Bob 33, or Alice Bob, I will hold your mouth with icicles. I will throw you away with a hurricane. I will knock you over. Okay, Thomas? Remember what I told you. My comic book will soon be out. And there's one. You're the best. Have a wonderful day. Superboard
Starman
out. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
My friend said hello to you before.
Oh,
you
that's left. Nice. That's nice. He said hello.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. No. His voice even gave me chills. You know.
It gave me chills also. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what. To
okay.
You gotta go.
You like it? And you like a guy's voice?
Yeah, I did like the guy's voice. I did like it.
Okay, Tom. Have a great night. You're the best man.
Oh, thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple months.
Finger in black, which points at me.
Hello.
Turn around quick and stop. We'll be right back.
Best show. We're back again. I'm suspending you if you let that happen again, Mike. You hear that, Mike? No, I'm not going to suspend you. That's a cheap threat. You're too invaluable to the show. Let's just tighten that up, though. Let's make him. You know. I don't know. You know what I mean. I mean, he did a whole performance. I don't got time for that. Yeah, why don't you have a sit down with him? Why don't the two of you get together, right? I want you to meet him. I think this is the way it's got to go. Set up a meeting with him, okay? Head out to his place. Oh, he's coming to your place. You sure about that? Is it going to actually be your place? Oh, you meet him at Masses. Well, I don't know about that. Best show.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. Who's this?
This is your old friend, Chris Gethard.
Oh, my goodness. This is, first of all, let me say, this is what we call in the business of broadcasting or podcasting, I guess. This is a get. To have this guy on the show. Because this used to be, look, and this guy we used to be able to get anytime we wanted. It was definitely a seller's market as far as he was concerned.
I've recently become very available again.
He's very pot. No, this guy, he entered the podcast game and he owned it. He just entered it all of a sudden and immediately took it over. Everyone is sucking on his fumes. As he rockets higher and higher with his show, Beautiful Anonymous. And this is
Thanks,
a show
Tom.
Which is huge now. I try to do this show live. I'd be in a phone booth if I did this live, and it'd still be room left over, right? He does this thing.
Great.
He does this Beautiful Anonymous. And this is the thing with it. He gets these people to call. They do the heavy lifting, and he just goes, oh, no. That's a sad story.
That is a very accurate depiction of the show. It's pretty
look, and I'm saying this. He tweets out the thing. People call, and they go, yeah, Chris, I got hit by a motorcycle. And then they tell the story about him getting hit by the motorcycle. And then then Scott Aukerman walks in and drops a big bag of cash in front of him.
Wow, he Venmos me.
I'm kidding about this. I'm just very proud of you because you did it, and you know how much I love you and how nobody is on your side more than I am, Chris. You know.
Well, it's mutual, and you know what really shows me that you're on my side is that
what?
You focused on the success of the podcast and didn't once mention the failure of the TV show. So that shows you're on my side.
No. Well, why would I mention that? It wouldn't fit the narrative.
You could have given me the business.
I wouldn't fit the narrative of you dwarfing me and leaving me in the dust.
Right. I've really come back down to earth.
No.
Trying to catch up once again, as it should be.
Well, look. I was just talking to Jason. He's pals, because you used to have the show on True TV.
Oh, with Alan, yeah.
Yeah, Alan. Do you know that guy? Because he's always like, actually, you can't eat rocks for dinner. Because, like, you watch an episode of the show, guy would be like, I'm going to eat dinner. What are you going to have? I'm going to have this rock. And then he pops up, he's like, actually, you can't eat rocks for dinner. What?
I will tell you, I was not planning on talking about this, but now that I don't work there anymore, I know you do have a fascination with True TV, and I have a story you would actually love.
I'd love it. You know, like those magic eye things, remember those magic eye things?
Uh-huh.
If you can do that with your eyes, no matter what show is on, it's Impractical Jokers.
Believe me. And then their fans... But we're very confused by our episodes of Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
But I was once brought out to California to do a thing with all the other True TV personalities where we had to play tennis with advertisers.
Which was?
Oh, my God.
A nightmare. And here's the thing. I already can feel you about to put your fist to the wall. The guy, he was a very nice guy, and I'm not judging him, but just a specific you will love. The guy in charge of organizing it was Sean Spicer's brother.
Sean Spicer, the...
Yes.
The propagandist.
Yes.
The U.S. propagandist. His brother is friends with, yes, with Carbonaro Effect.
Well, yes, and this led to me and Sal Volcano playing doubles tennis against some ad reps from Samsung once. And a story that I feel like you've known me long enough to know,
uh-huh,
that was maybe the exact moment when I was like, I think something's gone a little astray here.
This is not it. This is either I'm going to be more successful than I ever thought I would be, or this thing might be trending downward.
It was the second one. The success never, I was never convinced.
You never thought it was going to be bigger. Like, maybe this will be bigger than my wildest dreams. I'm playing tennis against an executive from Samsung.
I feel like I should be cleaning this place after everyone's done playing tennis. I don't belong here. I don't belong here. Which is not even what I wanted to say. I can't believe that's not what I called to talk about.
No, that seems...
In moments, you have me telling a story about my interactions with Sean Spicer's brother.
That could have been a call unto itself.
That's how good you are, Tom.
You know what show you should call with that story is Beautiful Anonymous.
Oh, they'd love it.
Have you ever done an episode? Would you ever do an episode where you call yourself?
I've not. That seems like the definition of masturbatory.
That seems like one where it's just like, is he okay? Did you hear this week's episode? He called himself.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was a phone. He was pretending to be on a phone. What would be weirder? Not there not being a phone, or there actually being a phone?
But without a phone, it would just sound like my internal monologue, and I think that would actually be very, very and truly concerning to anyone who heard it. But if it was just an actual hour of my internal monologue, as is, people would be rightfully concerned at what they were hearing.
But if it was on a phone, you'd be alternating from having your face in front of the microphone to turning away from the microphone and talking into a telephone.
Yeah.
There's a weird quality to that, too.
That's when it just turns into like a Heath Ledger, Jared Leto-esque performance.
Yes.
Breaking my own mind for other people's entertainment.
Yeah, Joker time. Who would be the next Joker, since we have Joaquin Phoenix is going to be the Joker?
Ooh. So we've gotten Ledger to
Ledger,
Leto to
Leto.
Phoenix.
What about financial guru Greg Gethard?
Oh, he'd do great. If there's anybody who knows how to get in character and stay in character, he knows how to commit, that guy.
Your brother, Greg Gethard.
Either him or the guy who played Steve on Stranger Things, one or the other.
Mike, write that down, please. Joker reboot with Greg Gethard. We're going to take that around. We're going to start shopping that around. Because apparently the Joker movie is like an art film now. We're going to do if they're making art films about that, we're going to go one step past it. We're going to make a mumblecore movie with the Joker, Mike.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make a $300,000 Joker movie. And we'll get Greg Gethard in it, and then we'll get like Jonah Hill. We'll get him to shoot for like one day. You know those movies always work where you can tell the person shot for one. Like if you see like The Beach Bum, which is one of my favorite movies, you can still like Jonah Hill. All his scenes take place within. You can tell he take place within 20 feet. He like was on a golf course, and then he clearly walked inside a bar that was next to the golf course and pretended it was somewhere else. So we'll get a guy like that to be in it,
with my brother,
with your brother. And we'll shoot it, and we'll get one of the Duplass brothers in it, maybe. Maybe we'll get you in it for a day, right?
Oh, maybe try to make my SAG health insurance.
Sure, we'll get you in. We'll get Alan from Alan Ruins Anything. We'll get him in. He would be a good Joker, right? Because then picture this. Batman's like, I finally stopped all the crime in Gotham City. Actually, you really didn't. I'm going to rob this bank.
But the problem is that he'd try to do Joker stuff, and he'd be honor bound to explain those. So he'd like set up smoke bombs and be like, actually, the way that the wind is blowing, the smoke wouldn't. He'd undercut his own Jokery
stuff. Yeah, and then the stuff wouldn't work because he explained it, and the logic would make the thing not happen. Like, actually, you can't shoot a grappling hook. You can't pull your weight up with a grappling hook. And then
and
he wouldn't
do. Can I just say, funny guy who's been nothing but nice to me before I go too far down this.
No, of course. No, that's no. He's a nice guy. Jason talks about how he learned improv from this guy nonstop. He's always like, Alan taught me an improv, man. Alan taught me first word, last word, man. Zip, zap, zop, man. Me and Alan Conover do zip, zap, zop, man. Hot potato. So, now, Chris, you did not call for any of this. I know that.
No, I texted you. I have a very specific reason, and I'm not sure how far you want me to take it tonight.
Oh, you can go as far as you, it is your discretion. You texted me with a story that you asked, you said, I want to say this on the air, and I was like, of course. When you told me what it was, I was like, you say whatever you want for as long as you want.
It's a public service announcement. I think the first thing I'll just say is so that everybody can turn up the radios and brace themselves. I have attained some information about Fred from Honolulu that's going to destroy everyone's image of this guy in their minds. He presents himself as such a man of integrity,
uh-huh.
A guy who's always doing the right thing. And I just want to put it out there, Fred, if you're listening, I found out a secret about you. It's going to destroy your reputation. I finally got you where I want you, Freddy boy. And these days, a good guy, Fred, everybody thinks Fred's such a good guy, they're done. And I can leave it there. I can tease it, Tom. Or if you want the truth to come out right now, I'm willing to let the truth come out right now.
Look, it is your. These are your words. It is at your discretion.
Let's see. I mean, I feel like I've teased it, and I hope this guy's listening, and I hope he's picking up his phone to dial in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just put it out there, put it out on the table, who you're really dealing with, because everybody always knows. Fred's always trying to play it like he's the moral center of the universe, pointing his finger at everybody else. And I find out, a couple of days ago, Fred worked on the Chris Gethard show. Literally, I've only heard from him twice since our cancellation, and I texted him both times. He dropped me like a rock into the ocean. This guy tells me there was once a company outing where the cast and crew of the Chris Gethard show, we all went and played laser tag together.
Okay.
And who gets the highest score? Fred from Honolulu. You get those printouts at the end with all your scores, and his is like remarkably higher. Everybody's so impressed. And he's playing it real cool. He's like Fonzie about it. No, that's just me. I'm just really acting. He's like acting like he's had like Marine training, like he's a sniper. And this is what he was just killing all of us. And that's what led to him having this insane score. Come to find out 2 days ago, after all this time, Fred from Honolulu, apparently, while the game of laser tag was being played, snuck into the room where all the vests that weren't being used were hanging. He snuck into that room and just stood there for the entirety of the game, just shooting the inactive vests. This is why he got such a high score. This is the type of person we're dealing with. And I feel like your listeners in particular have this image of Fred as this, like, really lovable man of integrity. And it's simply not the case. He's a cheater and a fraud, and he cheats at laser tag. Is there any sadder image than just standing by yourself in the room with all the inactive vests that are still hanging there, blasting these.
So he goes. So you're saying he's at a. You're all doing laser tag, and it's all fun. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's gonna see who can score the highest score at the laser tag. And suddenly the results come out. It's like, oh my goodness, Fred from Honolulu is apparently some master. He's like a marksman.
Yeah, like, I guess in Honolulu, children grow up playing laser tag because it's the only way to explain how he could be this good at this is that he has grown up with a lifetime of experience that makes him the Michael Jordan of laser tag.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
It was never the truth.
But then the truth comes out. Somebody finds out that Fred ran his score up because he went and he ducked into a side room that had laser tag vests that no one was wearing.
Yes. Stationary.
Stationary. Not no human, not attached to any human.
Hanging on hooks,
and started shooting.
Grubby little finger, pulling the trigger over and over again while he just smirks, knowing he's pulling the wool over everybody's eyes, and the rest of the cast and crew, and frankly, the eyes of all your listeners who have come to love this guy over the years.
So was everybody saying, "Oh my goodness, Fred, what a score!"
Oh yeah. He was the belle of the ball.
So everybody's the castle. Everybody's just like, oh my goodness, Fred! You know who won laser tag? Fred from Honolulu by a mile.
By a mile.
And everybody's like, what?
It's easy to run a mile when you get in a golf cart.
And what did he say when people were like, great score, Fred?
Oh, he just kicked his feet back like the Godfather. I think he lit a cigar.
Oh. So you caught him. Somebody came to you with the info.
I was hanging out with someone who you used to work with, and just the other day they were saying, "Did word ever get back to you about it? Has anyone ever?" Because I think people knew that I would have been not just mad, but actually heartbroken. And someone said to me, "Has the truth ever come out? Did you ever learn that secret?" And I had not.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that just because the Gethard Show is dead, it doesn't mean I can let this guy run like a scourge.
Yeah.
Pulling these frauds, pulling these, you know, he's like a snake oil salesman. And I just felt like as a public service to everyone out there, just understand that Fred from Honolulu, fun guy to talk to, but he'll cheat at laser tag. And that says something. That says something deep down.
Some might say that Fred from Honolulu is fraud from Honolulu.
You did text me that. The other day.
Well, when you say that, it makes it sound like I didn't just come up with it right now.
No, I was just praying and hoping you would say it again because yeah. I found it really, really funny.
You undercut me on that one. You made it. I tried to make it like I came up with it on the spot.
I thought I was.
Oh no, no, that's fine.
Completing
that's
the
fine.
Alley-oop. Sorry about that.
I thought you had. You should have done more training with Alan. That was not a yes and.
Alan would have said,
"Actually, you're supposed to say yes and."
Mm-hmm.
That was it, hey, Jason. Mm-hmm. Is this guy going to be furious about this? I mean, look, he won at life. He's one of the winners. Alan, he cleaned up. He's still playing tennis at these things, these events.
And he's a really good guy. I've known him for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Good dude.
He's still there. He's still playing tennis against a guy from Pillsbury, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Him and Kellyanne Conway and the Pillsbury rep.
Yeah.
Playing tennis together.
It's him, it's Alan, and Carbonaro are playing tennis against Kellyanne Conway's sister and someone from Pillsbury. So, Chris, what is the message you're trying to send to Fred from Honolulu?
I'm just letting Fred know that this guy thinks he's untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's above the law. And I just want him to know that just because we haven't worked together for a while doesn't mean that I'm not trying to keep him in check, all right? If he thinks he's going to run roughshod over society with his hoodwinks and his lies,
yeah,
got another thing coming. Because I don't care how far I fall down the Hollywood ladder, I'm going to be here to stop this scourge that he's trying to unleash on people. And I just know he's quite beloved, and he is. He's so charming. He's so funny. Such a lovable guy.
I love him.
Lovable guy. But people should know about this dark side, and I think I just feel honor bound to kind of come up for air in the world of the best shows. I haven't seen you in a while, but I felt like it was necessary to go up and just say, "Hey, we all should just know that this person we're dealing with does have a dark side," and I'd be fascinated to see what he has to say for himself. I tweeted at him that I had some info, and he immediately started the spin. The spin room got up and running right away, so I can't wait to see what the spin is going to be on this.
Where this one goes?
Oh yeah, if anything bad happens to me in the next week or so,
sure,
call the police on Fred.
Okay, all right, I will. Now, Chris, would you be willing to retweet this Claire O'Kane tweet that she wants a million?
Please, I saw it on Instagram today.
love to spread that around.
Please, because we need to get a million retweets for her so that she ruins her own wedding.
Well, I'm happy to add one. And then whoever wants to,
well, they can follow your lead.
Tumble downhill, then yeah.
What do you, look, I don't even know how many follow. I'm going to guess you're probably around 160.
No, I'm under one. I'm under one.
Yeah, so am I.
No, you've been over one for years now, haven't you?
I haven't. There was a day when they wiped all the bots, and I turfed out when the bots, apparently bots really liked me.
I mean, I think a big chunk of the people who follow me are people who are fans of Diddy in 2012.
Uh-huh. Then I think those are a lot of my followers. On board. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, look, I think it would be a worthy thing. Let me see. Yeah, where are you at here? I keep Twitter does this thing where you try to click on something, and then it moves it. The second you try to click on it, it moves it. Yeah, you're right where I am. You're 97.5. I'm at 95. You're ahead of me.
That doesn't feel right. No, we should flip that.
Well, no,
we should flip that.
Well, why would we even care either way? It's the worst place on earth. It's literally the worst place on earth, and it's a crime that this thing exists. And if 50 years from now, people will look back at Twitter and be like, "That was a blemish on America that existed." So what's going on? What do you want to plug? You have Beautiful Anonymous, then you have these tour dates coming up. I see all these tour dates.
Yeah, I got a bunch of tour dates up and down the East Coast mostly, and then also Chicago and Detroit and ChrisGeth.com if we can do that. But I'm also really excited. I'm doing a new public access thing.
That's right.
But it's not me. I'm handing off the reins to a bunch of other people who I love. Mm-hmm.
So you're like the Rod Serling of this. You say...
Yes.
You say, welcome. Tonight, we're going to watch... Why don't you get Fred from Honolulu one of those? But get him laser tag some vests for an hour.
Maybe we do that. Maybe we set up like a laser tag shooting range, and he has to prove his skills. I will say that, Fred, if you want to claim that you're actually good at laser tag, come on the show and prove it live in front of people. Because frankly, I think you're going to miss every target unless it's hanging from a hook in a room with no one trying to stop you.
What if you did a thing like this? You got like some like senior citizens to wear vests, right? And they just walk so slowly across back and forth, and Fred can just stand there and just shoot at the vests. Like it's not even like a tricky target, and you see what his score is.
Yeah, I mean, if we can find a bunch of senior citizens willing to be tormented and terrified by Fred with a laser gun, then I'm totally into it.
Yeah.
Totally into it.
Yeah, you know how Fred will wipe them out if they're white people? He does not like white people.
Look, I know, he tells me to my face all the time.
I'm with him. I don't like white people either.
He will often tell me that he doesn't like white people, and I will remind him I'm white, and he'll then say, yeah, but I would kill for you. And it's such a confusing mix of emotions.
Well, he would kill for you until you were the last one left. Then he would kill you.
He would. He would.
He'd kill all of us. I love
well,
it.
I don't know.
Okay, here's one for you. Who do you think Fred would, if it's only the three of us left, me, you, and Fred, who does Fred kill, me or you? I think he kills you. Ooh. No offense.
I think he kills me. I think he kills definitely you. He kills me. The sad truth is he kills me.
Yeah.
And there's a part of you that likes it. There's a part of you that appreciates it.
Yeah, no, because then I would know, but then when he kills you, then I know, oh, he, I'm next now. I lasted longer than Chris. It doesn't mean I'm sticking around much longer. It means I'm just next. I'm going to be seeing Chris very shortly.
You last till garbage time. It doesn't mean you last till garbage time. That's
you'll,
all.
Yeah, you'll be in heaven, and then like 20 minutes later, I show up. And then you're just like, so he killed you? I'm like, yeah, like 20 minutes after he killed you.
But here's where we're both lucky. He can't kill either of us because we're not vests hanging on hooks.
Oh.
And that's how this guy goes. He wants. I know he's going to be mad about this.
I'm going to say this. That statement you just made was beautiful and not anonymous.
No, I'll put my name to that one.
Yeah. You hear that, Mike? Chris is airing his laundry out. Everybody's airing their laundry out tonight. Dudio's ripping on Alan. Mike's ripping on Pat. Pat's ripping on Dudio. Chris is ripping on Fred. Everybody's burning off that summer rage. Oh, all right, Chris.
It's always a pleasure, Tom.
It's the best. You're the best. You're the best.
And I hope if Fred has anything to say, he's willing to stand up and say it.
Yes.
I hope this doesn't come in the form of press releases and lawyers. I hope he just says it himself.
Yeah. We'll find out.
All right.
All right. I will talk to you later.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Okay, bye.
You too.
Good guy. Good guy. You like him, Mike? Good guy, right? He's always been the best. Always been the best. I'm happy for his success. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mike from Philly.
Mike from Philly. What's up, Mike?
Not a whole lot. Packing for a trip.
Where's the trip?
I'm heading to our neighbor in the north, to Toronto, one of your favorite cities in the
North America. What happened? You lost a bet? What happened?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Okay.
No, it's for the film festival. You know, they got a film festival up there.
That's right. It starts next week, right?
It does.
I love it. And are you attending it as a fan?
I'm attending it for work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of work are we in? Movie distribution?
I'm a programmer for some movie theaters.
Okay. And you're going up to watch different movies and be like, we'll show that for a week.
Exactly.
Is there a movie you're looking forward to seeing above all the movies?
Well,
let me guess. I can guess which one you want to see the most.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You want to see the Safdie Brothers movie.
You know me well.
What's it called? Uncut?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. You want to see the
Sandman.
With the Sandman. Right? He's like, hey guys, I just going to rob this jewelry store. We're going to rob a jewelry store. Right? No, it's Adam Sandler has a movie. I can't wait to see it. Safdie Brothers made that movie Good Time, which is a great movie.
What a movie.
Yeah. Did you like that movie, Mike? I haven't seen it yet.
He probably didn't like the music.
No, he ripped the music on it. And again, if you got a problem with Mike's take on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, take it to Mike. Everybody's knocking on my door with it. Boy, Mike's really ripping on that movie unfairly. Take it to Mike. Bring it up with him. I already did my time on this one. I can't do it anymore. So you're going to Toronto for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
What other movies are you looking forward to?
Well, I feel like I got to see The Joker now.
You got to see The Joker, yeah. Everybody's excited.
What am I going to tweet about if not, you know?
The Joker, which is starring Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro. You know who else is in The Joker? Marc Maron.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he's in there.
Now I'm sold.
Yeah. He's in The Joker. I love it. Can't wait. I love watching all these people I know, watching them succeed. It's heartening, and it just tells me that I can get my turn at bat, too. I can get my turn at bat, because these are not people who can do things, magic tricks that I can't do. I can do things, too, and they can do it, too, and so can you, the listener. You can do it, too. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? Do you have something for the vape topic?
I do.
What do you got?
Yeah, I have some vape stores, I think.
Let's hear some vape stores.
What about the vape of plumes to come?
Wait, the vape of plumes to come?
Yeah.
Wait, explain that to me. The shape of things to come.
Yeah. Or like, you know, we could do the Refused album or the Ornette Coleman album.
That's right, yeah.
And then you could get, like, artists, like some musical artists to integrate a vape flavor in the store, you know?
Okay.
Like a 311 brand vape juice.
311 brand vape juice. So you're saying, you're pitching vape stores.
It's a vape store, yeah.
So the vape of things to come. Mike, what do you think about that? Sorry, yeah, we're going to put that at 49, might fall off the list, though.
I'm just happy to be on the list.
Yeah, you're on the list. Right now you are. You might not stick around. What else do you have?
Well, then I went with, like, a famous album, so I thought Vape Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's our store is not here to pay tribute to Blink-182, these stores.
Yeah. What about Vape Me Home Tonight?
Like Eddie Money?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. 39, Vape Me Home Tonight.
All right, at least I'll get one
vape
on there.
Vape Me Home Tonight! Right? I don't want to get my clown juice, clown serum, right? Whatever, I can't do the whole thing. So what else you got? Any other ones?
No, that's it. I thought the vape of plumes to come was going to be a knockout, but
you kind of turfed on that one. It's all right. Thanks, buddy. Have fun in Toronto.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Best show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Mike in Nashville.
Oh, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So what's up with that, Chief?
Not much. I'm super happy that Chris called in. I saw him down here, and he was the nicest dude in the world.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice guy.
I've also got some vape stores and vape flavors.
Okay. What do you got?
For vape stores, I've got What's Eating Gilbert Vape.
What's Eating Gilbert Vape? 41.
Nice.
All right, take it easy. What else?
Sorry. I also just found out that all government officials from their names from history are public domain. So I'm thinking 4th of July, but Jewel with two U's, like the
Like the. No, we're not doing that.
4th of July, Thomas Jefferson Vape Emporium.
No. Nope.
All right, no problem. No worries.
Oh, no. Yeah. Let me also just say this. Can I just say this now? This is something that's running through America right now like a rat-infested plague. Is people, and I'm not hanging you out to dry here, Mike, okay?
Okay.
The phrase "no worries" is getting thrown around way too much for things that no one would be worried about. You suggested a thing. I shot it down. And then you went, oh, okay, no worries. Yeah, I know. There's no worries. Why would I be worried? I don't, like you go to places sometimes and the server at a restaurant. I remember recently a server just said, I remember saying something and they were like, no worries. It's like, yeah, I'm a customer. I'm not worried. Why? Well, you make it like you're doing me a favor. Yeah, no worries. We all got to stop with this no worries business. Do you hear this a lot, Mike?
Pat? I hear it a lot coming from myself, I got to admit.
All right, well, it's time to tighten it up down there in Nashville, Mike. Pat, you ever hear people say that? He's outside. Studio? We all might be guilty of saying it, but it's time to stop. I mean, look at this guy, Mike, from Nashville. Yeah, I'm not doing that one. Okay, no worries. Let's nip it in the bud, people. All right, what else you got for me, Chief?
I've got some vape flavors.
Let's hear some vape flavors. List is wide open on vape flavors.
I feel like there's like an abundance of sweet vape flavors. I feel like savory flavors have been a little like snub.
Let's hear what some savory vape flavors you'd want would be.
I'm thinking filet mignon.
Ugh. I could throw up. I'm going to throw up from these vape flavors. I can tell you that right now. Somebody's going to say one that's going to make me ill. I can call it right now. Someone's going to make me barf with a vape flavor.
How about you can get a mustard flavor and you can choose between Dijon or yellow.
Wait. Mustard flavored vape? That could really make me throw up. Am I the only one that these make nauseous? Am I weird?
Oh, no, they smell gross. You go to any concert, and it smells like cotton candy, and it's nauseating.
Yeah, so Mike, put this mustard one at number 8. Or not Mike, Dudio's doing the list. Filet mignon I'm not putting on it. Mustard, though.
I understand.
So what else you got for me, my friend?
Well, if you combine the steak and the mustard, you can get a beef Wellington flavor.
No, we're not combining things. What is this, a soda machine? No. We're not combining flavors.
And then just like one that tastes like teenage lung problems. I don't know what that tastes like, but I feel like it fits.
Tastes like what?
Teenage lung problems.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Get off my phone. Teenage lung problems. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom. This is Brendan in Jersey City.
Brendan in Jersey City. What's up, Brendan?
I had some vape stores, real life vape stores. I was down at the shore last week, and it seemed like every place I passed had a better name.
Okay, like what? Give me some of these real. These are real world vape names.
These are real world stores. The first I pass it every time we go down, and I always am just kind of like amazed that it exists. And then I found out it's a chain. But it's just so simple and dumb is Good Guy Vapes.
That's the dumbest one. I've seen that one. Good Guy Vapes.
Yeah, like, because that's where all the good guys who vape go.
Yeah, as if it's superheroes. If you're going to go in, you're going to see the Spider-Man vaping.
Well, I think if your $100 vape stops working after 2 uses, maybe they won't... just tell you to buy another one.
Oh, like mine did?
Yeah.
I bought another one. I bought a third one. I bought a half-price one, though. It's probably going to work twice as long. Ugh. That mustard, it's going to make me puke. Oh, I have a knot in my stomach because of that. What do you got there? Is it? All right, thank you. All right. Now, here's some flavors that Mike pitched. Goofy Grape. Wait, are these real flavors, Mike? Now, these are just like freckle-faced straw. What are they? Were these like kids' flavors or something? Yeah. They were drinks. Okay. Kool-Aid competitors, Mike's listing.
Great like the slush puppy flavors for kids.
Yeah. I'm looking on Twitter now. Here are some people saying, I vape, do you? That there's a store in Shoreline, Washington called I Vape, comma, do you? Question mark. That's pretty bad. 32, please. I vape, comma, do you? Question mark. Andy Kindler's pitching a couple here. My bed vapory? I don't know what that means. What's that, Mike? The Grateful Dead joke? My bed vapory. And then he's pitching a flavor, Cherry Depression. Put Cherry Depression at 30 on the flavor list, please. 30. 30. Vape Shifters. I don't know about that one. Got any other ones for me, Chief?
Yeah. So then I passed Vape Dojo after Good Guy Vape.
Vape Dojo. Yeah, that's
bad.
Which
is also a chain.
Vape Dojo can be at 19, please.
But then the I think the best, just because of where it was, it's right on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights, was Beach and Chong's.
Say it again?
Beach and Chong's.
Beach, like, because it's on the beach.
Yeah, and it's around, and it's just got a whole lot of like CBD signs right out in front.
Yeah. A lot of CBD promotion now, right?
Yep.
What you think? I think Weird Al's next song is going to be CBD, right? He'll do like to the tune of ABC,
Jackson 5, yeah.
Right? CBD, I rub it all over me, right?
Yeah, send it to him.
I get a little high, you see, from CBD, right? With the, you can see, you can put it, you can rub it onto me, right? CBD, I rub it all over me. I get a little high, you see, from CBD, so you can smear it all on me. Dun-ga-dun-ga-dun-ga-dun. Come on, baby, let me tell you. Come on, baby, let me talk about CBD oil. A lot of people are talking about CBD. It's called CBD oil, and it's, like, that sounds like that'd be like an episode of 2020 would be like, it's called CBD oil, and everyone's using it. Oh, Perry Schall just said impossible burger flavor of vape juice. Yeah, put that at number 11, please. All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
CBD. Who's going to record? Do you think somebody's going to steal that, Mike? You think it'll be Weird Al? I'll tell you, if I catch Weird Al doing that, I'm going to take that accordion and I'll throw it in the river. What about a Coors Light flavored... Would you vape if there was a Coors Light flavored vape, Mike? No? What about a Kirkland Light? Bashow.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Josh, formerly of Philadelphia, currently of Riverton, New Jersey.
Josh. From Riverton, New Jersey, and you were calling from a toy phone? What are you calling from?
Yes, it's a toy phone.
Very
I apologize.
I will
speak as clearly as possible.
Very trebly, my friend. So what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I've got a few for the topic, and I've also got a question for you, if you will allow it.
So let's hear the question first.
Did you ever think that Greg Getter would become more of a cult comedian than his brother Chris?
You mean that Chris is a mainstream guy now?
He's more well-known.
Yeah. And that Greg is now the guy on the fringes.
Yes.
Well, I never thought that Greg was going to not be on the fringes. I mean, I didn't think Greg was going to... Look, Greg's a brilliant guy. I didn't think Greg was going to... He's not for the masses, though.
Yes, he wouldn't be on, you know, Colbert or something.
Yeah. Not unless it was like King of Comedy.
Yes.
Right?
He's kidnapped, kidnapped Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie, though.
I would watch a movie with Greg Gethard, a reboot of King of Comedy with Greg Gethard.
That would be incredible.
Right? Get Avalanche Bob in that thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think he's still doing that character right now. I think that's still going on.
The entire time I was listening to that, I just imagined the backing track for The Gift by the Velvet Underground playing underneath of it.
Yeah, I should have done that. I went with the Black Sabbath.
It was fantastic.
Imagine Black Sabbath. They're just like, our band is called Black Sabbath. We're going to call our first album Black Sabbath. The first song on it's going to be called Black Sabbath.
Bad Company situation.
And then Bad Company, a few years later, like, we're called Bad Company, and our first album's called Bad Company. Lead-off track is called Bad Company. What are other bands that had that?
I'm trying to think.
What are other bands that had that? The Beatles had that.
Is there a song called The Beatles by The Beatles?
Uh-huh. On the album The Beatles.
I'm not as familiar as some.
Bump. It goes... Boom, ding, ba-dum, ba-dum, dong, dong. We called the Beatles. It's a Ringo song. Well, you know, they call us the Beatles. And you know, we're going to have a good time. We're going to play some rock and roll. Because we're called the Beatles. 49 years from now. I'm going to tell you not to mail me any letters. They'll all be tossed. With peace and love. Peace and love, we are the Beatles. Yeah. What about this as a vape name? What do you think about this? I got one for you. What do you think about, let me check that. What about Vape Mike?
I don't vape, but I would certainly buy a t-shirt.
Would you shop at a store called Vape Mike?
Absolutely.
What if he opened up AP Mike Presents Vape Mike?
How would it be close to, would it be a pop-up inside of Masses?
Mike? You'd be willing to license the name that you didn't come up with. Well, it's very generous of you. And there's Dudio's laugh. Take a shot at Mike. Can count on Dudio. Yeah. What's that, Mike? Bootleg, what about just like, Sunday Vapor, right? No, that's, but it's out of date. Nobody knows what the Sunday paper is anymore, right?
I don't think I've ever received a Sunday paper.
Yeah, see? What about V for Vape Data? V for vape. What? Get off my phone. I say it. You like it. Eh. How dare you? V for vape data goes at number 8 now. And Vape Mike goes at 2.
You know, they call us the Beatles. We come from Liverpool. We're going to be popular. Our sound's gonna get pretty weird. We're gonna dress up in pink old army outfits in about 5 or so years and have pretty dumb mustaches.
Best show, hi.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom from North Carolina.
Tom from North Carolina. Where in North Carolina are you?
Colfax.
Now, where is that?
Near Winston-Salem.
Near Winston-Salem, Colfax.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's pretty central.
What goes on in Colfax?
There's a new Dollar General.
Ooh. You all line up outside, right?
Yeah, everyone kind of peering through the windows, getting ready for the grand opening.
What are you going to get when the store opens? I'm gonna get myself some an ice tray. You think there'll
I
be
got
a
my
dollar?
Eye on those batteries.
I got my eye on some AA batteries for a dollar. I got my eye on some. You think they'll have coasters in there for drinks so they don't mark up your counter? Let's ask. Here comes the manager. What's your name? Hey, man. It's me, Slaw Dog. I run the dollar store in West Virginia. I'm coming down here to Colfax.
Running to help with the grand opening.
Coming here for the grand opening, man. That'd be an alternate universe version of Dudio, where he's like a dollar store magnate.
Yeah.
So what do you got for me, my friend?
A couple for the topic. I've been catching up on my Dirty Archie recently, watching some Riverdale.
It's a show, Riverdale. It's called Dirty Archie, as far as that's how I know it is. Dirty Archie.
Yeah, that's how I can't help but know it too now. And there's a scene in one of the episodes where there's like a meeting of like the regional crime bosses,
mm-hmm.
and there's a Canadian mob boss with the most ridiculous name, and I bet you can guess the name of him within like one or two tries.
Hold on, so it's a Canadian name,
like a crime boss. Like a Canadian nickname for a crime, for like a mob boss on Dirty Archie.
It's either gonna have, maple leaf or syrup, maple syrup in it. No?
No.
Hockey?
No.
Toronto?
No. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, I think, in reference to Toronto and Canada.
Bad pizza?
No.
That's taking me a lot more than I thought.
I know. Sorry.
What is it? Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
It is a food.
A food. A poutine?
There it is.
Poutine. What's he called? Called Poutine Pete or something?
His name is Papa Poutine.
Papa Poutine. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a gangster.
Yeah, he's the Canadian, like, mafia boss.
Papa Poutine. And who plays Papa Poutine?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry, I didn't do more research.
Is the actor good?
What's that?
Is the actor good who plays Papa Poutine?
He plays a good mobster in that kind of Riverdale caricature kind of way. But I thought that'd be a good vape flavor.
Papa Poutine, like a poutine flavored vape, is pretty disgusting. Put that at 16, please.
Well,
poutine.
I made it.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
I have a store. Oh, thank you.
You have a store?
I have a store. I think it's a real store.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm not making it up, but I could swear I remember seeing this somewhere, but Darth Vapor.
Yeah, Darth Vapor I see around a fair amount. Put Darth Vapor 38, please. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Beef stew is pretty disgusting. Where should that go? Where do you want beef? Where? 14. Yeah, okay, go for it. Did you order pizza? No. Pat can't eat cheese. Well, you know, there's other... You can get cheese with pizza without cheese on it, or you could have gotten other things. He left. Pat's not here? Seriously? Is he okay?
Hi, I'm Dennis.
you know, when I was in my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles. I like the chicken quesadilla.
Do you have puppy dogs?
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was, you know, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Best show. Let's go back to the phones. Hot phones tonight on the best show. And everybody, please retweet Claro Kane's tweet about the million retweets. I think we can get there. I think we can do it. Best show.
Oh, hey, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Chaz in Portland.
Chaz in Portland. We've spoken before, Chaz, right?
Yep, about Chubby Checker, among other topics, yeah.
When we talked about Chubby Checker, what did we talk about?
That was my first concert experience ever.
And I probably did a Chubby Checker impression, right?
Well, at my request, yeah, for sure. And then we talked about, how his name was a ripoff of Fats Domino.
That's right, and you didn't know that.
And you had, not until you had said it, like, on a previous show. And then you joked that, like, the later iteration would be, you once said, like, Flabby Tetris. And it was my favorite, and I think Husky Fortnite was...
Husky Fortnite. Just imagine there's a guy, Fats Domino. This guy's working hard. He's like this, this like New Orleans pianist who's like so good, right?
Yeah.
And he's like
he's a
legend.
He's an icon,
like, he's an icon and a pioneer. And then suddenly this clown comes along who just like does a name that is a mockery of his name.
Like word for word.
Yeah. Like, oh, who's that dog? Let's hear more about that dog.
That was the neighbor's dog, but
get
you've
over
also
there.
Talked to
get
talked
over
to
there.
My dog Levi before.
I have,
and yeah, he called during a was it Dog Sember?
Dog Sember, yes. Levi, yeah. Right?
Levi, he's not super barky. Like he needs a squirrel. He needs another dog.
What can you do to rile him up?
Oh yeah. Oh, watch. Kate's gonna knock on the door. There he goes.
Woo.
Yeah, a lot of this.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, tell him, Levi. Tell him.
You tell him, Levi. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, my friend?
Oh, a trip to the... is that you playing that? Yeah, that's you playing drums, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead. I stopped you. Clearly bothering you. I stop.
I checked out a book from the library, and I was wondering if you'd read this book or if it's ever been discussed before.
What
is it called?
The Bible!
Yeah, so it's a very good book. No, this one is So Far, ... by Kelsey Grammer.
I've seen that book.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
And it's his autobiography.
Yeah, it was written in, like, 1995, like, during season 2 of Frasier, I think.
I mean, we're working on Frasier now, and it seems to be a successful show for the start. Who knows what the future holds for a show like this? We, have, of course, try to keep the quality level at a certain standard, and we... What do you call it when there's people who act British who aren't British? Like, a guy like that acts like he's a British guy in some weird way. But he isn't. Like, both of those guys on that show acted British.
Yeah, like Brit posers. Yeah.
Is that what you'd call
Anglo
them?
Anglo posers? I don't know.
It's just like they act intellectual. Is that your dog or the dog across the
street?
That's
a neighbor's dog now.
That's a loud dog.
Yeah.
What's that dog's name? Herbie?
I don't know. There are three, like, enormous dogs next door. There's a dachshund, a Cujo-looking dog. Uh-huh. Like, it's... They look like bulls, sort of, like when you catch glimpses of them.
Sure. Why don't you jump like in their yard? Why don't you jump in the yard and run around and see what happens? Here's a couple names. Vaping Private Ryan.
Vaping Private Ryan.
I don't like that one.
Yeah,
I do like this one. Vape Against the Machine. Right? That'd be a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. Because that's an attitude and a story.
Because you just know it's going to be... We're kind of not like the other vape stores. This one's got a little bit of an edge, but it's also on a multinational corporation puts our record.
Yeah.
That was always the craziest thing with those guys. They never had like one. It's not even like they sold out. Their first record was on Sony. Like,
so who's that now?
Rage Against the Machine. Any, oh, yeah. Like, it's not just like, oh man, they came up
oh,
through
that
the
they
underground.
Sold out. Yeah.
No, they didn't. Yeah. They started off on a huge on the hugest
absolutely.
Label.
Every record store in the country had like enormous Rage posters,
yeah.
like announcing the album. It was a huge deal.
But it's such a crazy thing that they're just like, like, calling the system out. It's just like, you guys are on the biggest label possible.
Yeah. Right.
There's no bigger label.
Yeah. Probably had slaves who pressed the CDs or something.
Yeah. So what else you got for me, Chief?
Oh, just my favorite passage in this Kelsey Grammer book, if you'd indulge, Kelsey.
Oh, absolutely. Please, go ahead.
So here he's talking about, Fraser and how great everybody is, except for the dog who played Eddie, Moose.
He doesn't like Moose. The dog's name was Moose.
He hates Moose. He goes, he writes, "It's widely rumored that I hate the dog, and it's kind of fun to perpetuate that myth. The truth is, I have nothing against Moose," which clearly he has something against Moose.
Yeah.
"The only difficulty I have is when people start believing he's an actor. Acting to me is a craft, not a reflex."
So this guy's in competition with a dog.
Yeah. He goes, "It takes years to master. And though it does have its rewards, the reward I seek is not a hot dog. Moose does tricks. I memorize lines, say words, even walk around and stuff. But I don't need a trainer standing off camera, gesticulating wildly and waving around a piece
of meat. You're human. You're
human. To know where I'm supposed to look."
Yeah. So he doesn't need someone. What doesn't he need someone doing?
Like rewarding him with treats afterwards.
Sure he does. They pay him. They pay him money.
He has like, and like Corvettes and like different women every day.
Of course
this guy was operating for treats at the highest level.
Exactly. No, this guy's literally a dog. He acted more like a dog than anyone else.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely. Of course, I don't need treats the way other people need treats if they perform.
Yeah.
I mean, I go on the set and I perform, and I, of course, but the dog needs to be someone gesticulating and trying to get the dog's attack and waving treats. But then meanwhile, he's just like, where's my Corvette?
Oh, yeah.
He always, didn't he like wrap his Corvette around a tree also?
Yeah, that Corvette is on the back of back cover photo. It's him leaning against a red Corvette with his personalized license plate.
How?
Any guesses for what was rolling around Los Angeles?
Graham man.
The Kells.
The Kells. Oh. He's gonna say that the dog is like needy and desperate for things. And then he has a license plate that is literally the Kells.
like a dog collar.
Yeah.
Like a little collar.
Yes, it is a dog collar. It's literally a dog collar on his car. But I'm not, of course, a dog. I don't need... Oh, good Lord.
There was one... Oh, here it is. One other part that cracked me up. It just gives such a glimpse into who he is as a person. So here he's... talking about Cheers and how Shelley Long didn't like him and was kind of giving him a rough time. And he writes, "One night, Glenn Charles, the creator of Cheers, came up to me and said, 'You know, Kells, you're amazing. All the writers have started taking bets on you. They try to write a line. They're sure you can't make funny. But then you always do.'"
Could you imagine?
"I want a lot of money."
Could you imagine writing that down? And even if that happened, I would never tell anybody.
Oh, my God. I mean, how much does that implicate these writers? Like, as if the writers were intentionally trying to write an unfunny show.
Yeah,
like,
we tried. We tried. We're going to see if this guy, here's a really bad line. He did it. Wait, whose
them.
Dog is
Every
that?
Time.
What dog
Sorry,
is that?
That's the neighbor's Doberman.
Wow. That's the Doberman.
I think. I don't know. I can't see through the fence, but that's one of the three big dogs.
Okay.
Oh, a Mastiff. That's what they have. They have a Mastiff, a Doberman, and like a shark or something. It's hard to...
You know what they say about Doberman. You know what they say about big dogs, right?
If you can't run with him?
If you can't run with him, you stay on the porch.
Yeah, that's why I'm on my porch.
So you and your dog, you and your dumb little scared dog are on the porch. No offense.
Levi's ready to take on all of those dogs.
Throw him over the fence.
Pounds.
Throw Levi over the fence right now.
He'd go for the throat.
Why don't you and Levi, three against two, you're so tough. One human and one dog against three dogs. You could take them.
Could probably take two of them. Let Levi get the mastiff.
What is your name again, sir?
Chaz.
Chaz in Portland.
Yeah.
Mike, mark this down. Chaz from Portland. 5-star caller.
Hello. Thanks, dude.
I'm going to say, calm down. Don't blow it. Don't blow it now.
All right. Four and a half.
This guy's got it, Mike. You know what I hear in this guy? I hear this guy's got what Jason from Huntsville has.
Oh, those are high words. That's really nice. Thank you,
he's
Tom.
He's got what Avalanche Bob has.
An alter ego, an alien living in
my head. This guy's funny, Mike. Let this guy, when this guy calls you, let him right through. Okay? Should we rebrand him?
No, please don't.
Chaz from Portland. I don't know.
Oh, no.
What's that, Mike? How about Big Chaz? Big Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Big Chaz on the line?
Big Chaz now.
No, that's pretty horrible.
Ultimate Chaz.
I can't appeal to a second.
It's either Big Chaz or Ultimate Chaz.
Oh, Ultimate Chaz fits. Okay. That fits a lot better. Yeah.
From now on, you are Ultimate Chaz from Portland.
Ultimate Chaz from Portland.
Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know anymore. This guy writes this Kelsey Grammer with this book. It sounds pretty desperate. I'm working on this book now, right? I'm writing a book. And I started writing a thing. It was one of the hardest things to write. A story where somebody called me reliable. And low maintenance. I was just like, is that too braggy? And now here, this guy, this is what people who have this high self-esteem, that's how they conduct themselves. I'll write a story about how the writers couldn't stump me and come up with anything that I couldn't make funny. I'll put that in the book. Meanwhile, I'm like, do you think I should put the part when they called me low maintenance? Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Rob in Rochester, New York.
Rob in Rochester, New York. What's up, Rob?
You know, They Might Be Giants had an album called They Might Be Giants, but then they waited until their third album next to the last song to do the song called They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, that doesn't fit. So far, we only have Black Sabbath, The Beatles, and Bad Company.
Bad Company. Oh, I got some for the topic.
What do you got? Lou Reed also did it.
Oh, sorry?
Lou Reed also on his first album had a song called Lou Reed.
Hmm. Haven't heard that one.
But it was different. It was like Lou, R-E-A-D. It was like Lou Reed, read the book.
So I was thinking.
Thank you for giving me some space on that, by the way. Can I get a bottle of water or some cold refreshment, please?
You ready?
Not yet. I need a cold refreshment. I'm a little parched. Look at this. This is all right.
Are you going to bring Mamacita back?
All three of them ran in doing a comedy routine. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. Angel Witch. What's that?
Album, song, and band name.
Angel Witch. Okay, I don't know them. The good Angel Witch. Okay. So we got
Dave Hill's theme song, right?
So far we got Lou Reed, The Beatles, Bad Company, Black Sabbath. So what do you got for me, my friend?
Well, if Bismarcky opened a shop, he could call it Bismarcky's Vapors.
Wait, explain that one. Why am I missing the meaning of that one?
It was one of his songs.
Vapors. That's right. About the vapors.
The vapors,
that's
yeah.
Right. You're right. I forgot about that. Yes. Put that on at the 29, Bismarcky's Vapors. The Vapors.
I thought a nice name. You know, there's kind of a problem where people are combining their own flavors and juices, and it's kind of dangerous. So I had the idea of factory wrapped vapes.
Factory wrapped vapes. You mean like what I used to say on the show, factory wrapped douches, like that?
Yeah.
Is that a reference? It's too old of a reference, my friend. That one. What do you think about this? You know this guy, Todd Crisley? He's on Crisley Knows Best.
Okay.
If he opened up a store, the name of his show is Crisley Knows Best. Would it be Crisley Vapes Best, or would it be Crisley Knows Vapes?
I think Crisley Knows Vapes. That sounds good.
Yeah, because who cares how good he is at vaping? You want to know if you go in there that he can vape, that he knows vapes. Somebody sang New England Clam Chowder. Oof. New England Clam Chowder would be a pretty disgusting vape. Can't hardly vape? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I had a couple flavors, and one of mine wasn't that far off. I was thinking pho.
You mean like the food? Pho?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, put that on. Okay? Where should that go? And, what do you think? 22. Oh, you put her at 22.
Perfect. And I got to give Dudio a shout out. How about Sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla, the vaping gorilla?
There you go.
Yeah, put that on. It was one of the flavors, Dudio. 13. Sarsaparilla, the vaping gorilla.
All right. Have a good night, Tom.
You have a great night. What about Alan Vapes Everything, right? And we could get him to rep it. Get him to do some vape stuff, Alan Conover. The Impractical Vapors. He would go for it. Sal would open a store called The Impractical Vapors on Staten Island. Can someone tweet at him? Can everyone listening tweet at him and ask if he would open a store called Impractical Vapors? Let me see your vapors. Right? What do you think about that? Best Show, hi.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Katrina in Nashville. The gal that you saved from the great Kid Rock zombie apocalypse a while back.
That's right. How are you? How are you?
Very well. I survived.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're still here.
Thank you. Same. So, yeah, I've got maybe a store. It's kind of more of a concept and a few flavors for you.
Okay. Well, let's hear the store first.
Okay. All right. So, concept, a little context. Vapors are probably known most for, at least stereotypically, like the really big plumes of smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And while I see them, I kind of feel like it's kind of like a kid that's trying to play hide and seek, but you can still see their feet sticking out from under the curtain.
Okay.
Or, you know, they're left in there post-puff and like a sad magician that, like, they haven't yet realized that the turn of the siege or whatever has failed, that the traps are stuck, that they're still standing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, what if there's a store like Ninja Vanish, and that store, their concept was like, instead of trying to get rid of all, like, to make the biggest one, like something that could conceal a person, like a Ninja Vanish bomb, like long enough for it to almost seem like a vapor rapture.
I'm losing you. Your phone's crackling a little bit here. I can't hear everything you're saying.
All right, is that better?
Let's try it. Say the last couple things you said, last sentence you were saying there about the...
okay, if there was a big plume, like massive, head to toe, on the exhale, so that it was like, if you look down the street, it's almost like seeing a vape rapture happening.
Okay, and what would you call it, the vapesure?
Oh my gosh, that's good. That's you. That's not me.
Yeah,
but
I know.
The vapesure.
I know.
Yeah.
I said it. I thought
we were. And I'm into that. It fits with the concept better. I mean, it'd be cooler if they said, like, Ninja Vanish before they did it, but maybe not. Like,
okay.
Yeah. The vapesure.
What's a, this, somebody just tweeted Judy Plume, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
What would be like a, what's a Judy Plume book? What's that called? Super Fudge? Judy Plume's, what if it's called Judy Plume Super Vapes? Right?
Or Super Plumes? No, that's
Judy
redundant.
Plume, Judy
yeah,
Plume
no.
Super Vapes. Okay. Vape Fear is a pretty good one.
I mean, Judy Plume Super Vapes would work for the, I mean, the whole idea is just give them a big enough cloud that by the time it dissipates, they're gone.
Yeah. The idea that
you don't even see them anymore.
No, I got you. I got you. I'm with you. Are there a lot of vape shops down there in Nashville? Seen a lot of vape shops in Nashville, right?
I don't know. I spend a lot of time downtown. I don't see any down there.
No? No vape shops? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm going to be wrong. I don't.
There could not be more vape shops in New Jersey. It is unbelievable. You'd think every third person was vaping.
I'm beginning to get that impression based on your callers, yeah.
Here's a pretty good one. Kurt Vile, if he opened one in Philly, it could be called Vaping on a Pretty Days.
That's kind of sad. I'm joking.
Put that down. Kurt Vile's Vaping on a Pretty Days as a store. Put it at 6. Yeah. So what? Anything else, my friend?
Well, you want some flavors?
Let's hear some flavors.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel like it's really low-hanging fruit, but 'tis the season, pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, like, would be gross.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Like, it's probably most definitely already one.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is already. 10. Put that at 10, please. And do we have anything at 8 and 9? Okay, what do we have? What's the first, what's the first back-to-back opening that's not in the top 10? But, like, back-to-back. Yeah. 17 and 18. Number 17 is chocolate starfish. And number 18 is hot dog-flavored water. Okay?
Hot dog water. There's a lot of hot dog carts. That's the funnest game to, like, when you're just trying to get home from work to... like, dare people. They're super wasted. Like, oh, yeah, you're hilarious. I've got a cool game. I dare you to drink a cup of hot dog water.
Why would you say that? I got to hang up on you. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no.
That's disgusting. I dare you to drink that? Why would anybody take that dare? Actually, change the Judy Plume one. Rob just topped it. Judy Plume's, are you there, God? It's me, e-cigarettes. Okay? Thank you. Whichever number the other one was at. 32. Best show, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Claire in Minneapolis.
Claire in Minneapolis. What's up, Claire? You're a good caller. I remember you. I remember
you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's so nice.
So what do I owe the pleasure of tonight's call?
So I have some for the topic. I have a couple store names that are real, and then I have some vape names that are also real and then some ones I made up. So I'll start with the stores. I was doing a little Googling, and I know how you feel about Toronto, and I found there's a store there. It's a vape store that's literally called Cold Turkey Vape.
Cold Turkey Vape. That's
yeah.
As if, like, you're withdrawing from cigarettes and you're going to vape? Is that what it is?
Well, actually, I didn't even think of that. I was more just picturing, like, the literal thing. You're probably right about it.
Yeah, they're both upsetting.
Yeah, yeah. So,
remember that John Lennon
place.
Song? Remember that John Lennon song? Cold turkey has got me on the run. Do you ever hear that song?
No, I didn't.
You know that song, Mike? What's that? Cold turkey? Yeah, it's about him getting off the junk. So cold turkey vape is too depressing for me to put on the list. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's very fair. There's another one that's a real place in Chicago that's called Let's All Vape.
What if it was a Chubby Checker thing, like, let's vape again. Let's vape again, like we did last summer. Hey,
yeah, like that.
Let's vape again, like we did last year. Do you remember when? Put Let's Vape, Chubby Checker's Let's Vape Again. Come on, baby, let's do the vape. Come on, baby, let's do the vape. Yeah. What do you got? What are the real other real ones you have?
That was the other. I only had two real ones. I was going to suggest one that I came up with, and it would be CBDB.
That's pretty great. What's the highest thing that's not number one? Three. That goes number three.
Wow.
CBDBs. And it's got to be the CBGB's logo. There's no way that doesn't exist already, though.
I didn't look it up. I can try and see real quick, but that just it just popped in my head in a flash of inspiration.
CBGB's is great.
Thank you. And then I had some vape flavors. These two are mine. I'm going to say gravy.
Ugh. Gravy. Five. Can I go at five? Gravy goes at five. Claire from Minneapolis cleaning up again.
And then I have coleslaw.
Oh, 16. Coleslaw.
Yep.
Can you imagine you take your little vape thing out, you take a hit off of it, and it tastes like a smoke version of coleslaw.
Yeah.
But it's not smoke. You know that's not smoke, actually. What is it again? It's
water vapor.
It's vapor. It's water vapor. It's just what it happens of a coleslaw
steam.
Flavor. Oh, yeah. No, that's not bad for you, though. The coleslaw flavoring.
What would you even have to put in there to get it to be that flavor?
I don't want to even know what they're working on in labs right now to come up with vape flavors.
And then you could, like, take your little coleslaw vape, because if you get the jewels, they're, like, really small, so you can do two at a time. So you could do, like, coleslaw and then boiled hot dog
at the same time. Yeah, like you're literally, or you do, like, a pickle. Or you do, like, what would be a sandwich you put coleslaw on?
A Reuben?
A Reuben. One is a Reuben, and the other one is tastes like coleslaw.
Coleslaw and corned beef.
And you control how much coleslaw you have by, like, if you want extra coleslaw, you take a bigger drag off the thing.
You could, like, put it in your nose.
Oh, come on, Claire.
Okay, and then I had two. These are real. I was looking these up, and I'm not sure which company makes them, but there is a Hannibal Nectar.
Hannibal Nectar. Okay, that goes on at 12.
Cool. Okay, and then Juice Springsteen.
Juice Springsteen goes, what's the highest ranking we have? What's after one? Two. That goes at number two.
Oh, wow. Springsteen.
Claire's put three in the top 10. What are you, Lil Nas X? You keep dropping things in the top 10?
Lil Nas X vape flavors.
Yeah, no, you're like the Garth Brooks of vape names.
Can that be my rebrand?
That is your okay. You're Garth Brooks, the Garth Brooks of vaping from Minneapolis. You're from Minneapolis?
Yeah.
From now on, your name is not Claire anymore. It is the Garth Brooks of vaping. Okay.
This is so exciting. It's an honor.
I got vapes in low places, right? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, the Garth Brooks of vaping.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, bye. The Garth Brooks of vapes from Minneapolis. You like that, Mike? Mike doesn't like the show much anymore. I'm getting a feeling Mike's just generally lost interest in the show. Vape It Easy would be pretty good. Look how tight that rhythm section is. Why has that not been sampled?
Temperature's rising. Fever is high. Can't see no future. Can't see no sky.
Tell me that isn't, that might be his best song, right? That's his most rockin' song. I mean, listen to how rockin' it
is.
Why has that not been sampled, though? Somebody could use that rhythm section. Those drums, that's some tight stuff. Is that Ringo? Find out who that is. Please, please find out who that is. I mean to boss you guys around. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Ben in Sacramento. How are you doing?
It is Ringo, right? Yeah, I know. And it's Klaus Voormann on bass? Yep, yeah, right? And Eric Clapton on guitar. So that's, but John Lennon did not play guitar on that? Okay, so that song is literally John Lennon singing and playing guitar, Eric Clapton playing guitar, Klaus Voormann on bass, Ringo Starr on drums. Yes? For the studio recording. This is not live piece in Toronto. You're sure about that? You make sure. That sounds like one guitar part, my friend. Suspenseful. I'm sure you don't have the live show. Yeah, you get back to me. Right, Mike? Unbelievable. To whom am I speaking again?
This is Ben in Sacramento.
Ben in Sacramento. What's up, Ben?
Not too much. How are you doing?
I'm good. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I just had a few vape shop ideas.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so this would be a concept kind of like, there's a sort of famous illustration, I think it's called like The Ascent of Man, where it starts out with a like an ape or a monkey kind of dragging its knuckles and slowly like evolves into a human walking upright, except the last image would be a human vaping, and the store would be called Homo Vapiens.
That's Homo Vapiens is the greatest, and the design is literally what you just said, where it is like the elevated human is a vaping human, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Put that high? What's really high for the store for that? Not number one. Five. That goes five.
Awesome.
That was the session play. So hold on a second, Ben. So that record has Eric Clapton on it and John Lennon and Ringo Starr drumming. And who? Klaus Voormann on bass. Yes. That's an all-star lineup, man. You tell me Beatles stuck together, you don't put that on a Beatles, that doesn't make a Beatles record? That's the album after Abbey Road? Of course it is. Yeah, they recorded that in 69. We're almost at the anniversary of that record. We're 3 weeks away from the anniversary of the 50th anniversary of that record. 50? Ay, ay, ay. So what's up, Ben? What else you got for me?
So another one I had would be like papal blessings instead of papal blessings. So you could have like the Pope vaping as part of the logo.
Oh, that's you're no, I'm not putting that in. That's you're begging to get the store shut down.
Okay.
What else you got for me?
All right. And then I guess the last one, since there was already a Star Wars, a Star Trek one, could be like Vape the Final Frontier.
Vape the Final Frontier. The store is called Vape the Final Frontier. Might as well just load it up with like Star Trek imagery that let them come after you. Right? Yeah, I don't want the church coming after us for the business. But I'm okay with the estate of Gene Roddenberry coming up. Where could Vape the Final Frontier go? 16. Yeah.
Great.
Then I got one from our friend Marcia. Sparky Pop sends in a thing, and this has to go high on the thing. There would be an L.A.-based thing over on La Brea where the old Jim Henson Studios was. It would be called the Great Muppet Vapor. Where can we put that? 9. That goes 9. Oh, my ride's here. Anything else, Ben?
No, that's it.
Okay. Bing bong. Bing bong. Man, everybody likes Lana Del Rey now, huh? Remember beating that drum for a long time. Well, you're being sarcastic, right? When you say you like Lana Del Rey, you're being sarcastic, right? Now suddenly, 9.4 in Pitchfork. This is the next band I'm gonna, this is the next one I'm gonna make everybody like. That's right. You know who it is. Mike gets it. No, he doesn't. You're getting on board, though. I'm going to get you on board, Mike. Yeah, we broke it down a little bit. I paid $85,000 to have that broken down, to have those elements broken down. I did not see them live. I saw the first live New York live show for Velvet Revolver, which was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. You watch the show, then suddenly Slash comes out, he's playing Duff McKagan comes out and he's playing I think, was it Matt Sorum on drums? And then some other dude on other guitar. Then all of a sudden, Weiland comes out, and this is at Roseland, dressed full head to toe Rob Halford, Judas Priest leathers. I got so giddy when I saw that. It was the most unbelievable thing to see that live. You know what I might do? I might play a record right now, and then we'll come back. We'll close the show out. How's that sound? You want to hear a record, Mike? You like records? What record do you like? No, I'm not going to play more Stone Temple Pilots. I am going to play something from my favorite, Angel Olsen, who has a new album coming out this fall. Very exciting. But this is from the previous studio album, My Woman. This is Not Gonna Kill You. Love it. My watch is blurry when I look down at my hands. I'm just another. Yeah, it's Angel Olsen from the previous album, and the new one's going to come out soon, and everybody's excited for it. I know I am. I can't wait. Let's take these remaining calls for the next 15 minutes, and we'll rip it up. Best Show, hi. Hello, hi. Welcome to the Best Show.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, this is Will in Baltimore.
Will in Baltimore. Do I know this Will?
No, you don't know me.
Baltimore, home
first time,
of.
First time caller.
Name three great people from Baltimore.
Well, I mean, you got John Waters.
Of course, of course.
You got U.E. Blake.
Okay, that's a good one.
H.L. Mencken.
Keep going.
Baltimore. Francis Scott Key.
Yeah, that's good enough.
That's good enough, yeah.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I got some vape ideas for you.
Well, let's hear them.
All right. Well, my first thought was, I mean, vaping, it's kind of something you don't want to indulge in too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking some kind of, like, self-care vape that kind of takes care of it for you, where if it knows you're just, like, hitting it too much, mm-hmm. it gives you just, like, a bad taste, like maybe, like, a soap and water vape flavor.
Ugh,
like, just to let you know that you've been hitting the vape a little bit too hard, you know?
Like you wash your mouth out with vape.
Yeah, you just need to wash your mouth out, and you realize, oh yeah, I've been hitting this thing too hard.
All right, what would you call that?
The soap and water flavor.
You just called soap and water.
Or you could maybe just bad breath, you know.
But it's not bad breath.
You just start tasting your own breath.
Soap and water. Can you put it 40, please? Yeah.
And I was also thinking, you know, there's a lot of great ideas for vape stores that I heard tonight. So at some point, there's got to be a vape rescue for all these businesses starting up.
Oh, no. There's going to be a lot of empty vape stores soon.
Yeah. Yeah. That maybe the same guy who does bar rescue needs to change his game over to vape rescue and just like
could you imagine?
Vapologists in there.
Well, hold on a second. Wait. What's your name again?
Will
from Baltimore?
Yep.
I got to say this, Will. Thank you for calling, because any call that comes in, all the content is my intellectual property now.
All right.
I'll cut you.
Creative Commons.
No, I'll cut you in. I'll cut you in at 50-50. I'll do 50-50. I'm fair. I'm fair.
All right, 50-50
on this.
Sounds like a deal, man.
We produce a show, Vape Rescue.
Vape Rescue, yep.
And what if we get... Who should be the host of this? Vape Mike?
Yeah, is he a good expert? Has he blown some big clouds?
No, seen him? No, I haven't.
No.
But we never see John Taffer drink. I don't need to know how good he is at being in a bar.
Yeah.
To watch him rescue it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. I've never seen him drink either. I can't.
You want people to get sick on this vape juice? You want this vape juice is not... This vape juice was left open. You want someone to get sick on it? That's it. Shut it down. Shut down the vape shop.
There could be some expired vape back there, you know, in the back room.
Look at this vape juice. It's expired. You're going to sell this vape juice to people? And then finally he just comes back the next day and he's just like, okay, we rebranded the vape place.
Yeah, he gets the top people who can blow the biggest vape crowds in there just to show up all the employees.
They have to stress test the business now to have like 50 vape people lining up ready to buy vape supplies.
Yep.
And then they take them out front, and then they rename the vape place like the End Zone.
But yeah, End Zone, yep. That'll bring them in.
They renamed it the End Zone. Because there's a football team in your state.
Yeah, you could include like maybe whatever the colors of the football team are in your particular place. You know, that's going to be the color of the vape that the vapeologists are blowing out in the front door.
Like in New Jersey, it would be like green, like the Jets.
Oh yeah, right. That green vape.
And then they would get like Joe Namath to show up.
Yeah.
At like the opening of touchdown of End Zone vapes.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to be here with AP Mike.
Vape clouds.
Thank you for welcoming me to your vape shop, to the End Zone vape shop with AP Mike. It's a pleasure to
Vapey
be here.
Mike, yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here. Joe Namath.
Yeah, he would be a good voice.
Calm down. You're talking over me a little too much tonight. Is that how you do it down there in Baltimore? You don't let somebody talk? You talk over John Waters like that?
No, I wouldn't.
You just talked over me again. Get off my phone. I'm taking that idea now. It's all mine. Vape Rescue. It's mine. I'll send you a t-shirt. Mike, mark down and send this guy a t-shirt. apmike.bandcamp.com, is that still up? Still going strong? People buying your dumb headshots? What's next? Or another recording? Oh, boy. He doesn't want Bandcamp to get... Because they've done so wrong by you. Yeah, they take 20%. I mean, for hosting, for housing all the business part of it? Yeah. Mike, the songs, you're not pressing them. You're just dropping a file online. Yeah, they're taking 20%. The bags of money this guy made on this apmike.bandcamp.com. The bags of money. I couldn't even dream of getting my hands on money like that. Headshots. Imagine if I started selling headshots. I wouldn't come anywhere near what this guy sold with his headshots. Why don't you start doing that? I seriously don't know why all three of you out there don't consider doing those cameo type videos. Hey, Billy, I want to say happy birthday. Just picture like $30, AP Mike. Hey, Glenn, congratulations on getting the big promotion at work. You worked really hard for it, and you got it. Congratulations. That's it. $30. Cha-ching. Then you do another one. Hey, Sarah, I want to congratulate you on getting the big promotion. You worked really hard, and you got it. You did a great job. Congratulations. $30. Cha-ching. You really don't want to do those. Yeah, Mike. A little too time-consuming. What are you doing? What are you so busy doing? That's the other thing that gets me with this guy. This guy moans about this Quentin Tarantino movie. Yeah, there's a scene where they feed the dog twice in the movie. What are you, in a rush? You got to be somewhere? What is this? What are you, an executive? Fortune 500 CEO? You got somewhere to be? You can't watch a guy open a can of dog food in a movie? Yeah. Busy guy. What are you? But he has no problem. He's been following Slipknot up and down the East Coast. He has no problem. He flies in and out, sees them. Tallahassee. He flew to Tallahassee last week to see Slipknot. Who? Bowlby. What? Bowl beat. And what is that now? So you're a big Slip, but you're more of a Bowl beat fan than Slipknot now? Yeah, Bowl beat. Best show, hi.
Hey, it's Santi in Philadelphia.
Santi in Philadelphia is a quality caller. What's up, Santi?
Not much. I've got some vape shops. The first is a real one that I think is a chain, so maybe someone already said it, but it's called Vapor Fi.
Vapor Fi, like Semper Fi?
I believe so.
Well, that sounds like stolen valor. Or stolen vapor.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. They have no reference to the Marines or anything on their website either. So I almost wish it was Semper Vape instead.
Semper Vape, yeah. But I feel like it's stolen vapor. I say it again because you told me the first time.
That can be their flavor.
Stolen vapor? Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking another two flavors could be the fume and the cloud.
The fume. What do we have? Fumes. What about car? Like exhaust as a flavor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Faulty exhaust. What? Where could that go? 15.
Oh my.
What about
and then,
what about Vaseline as a flavor?
Ooh.
23.
That's almost like menthol.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we just call it VapoRub as a flavor?
Yes.
Vicks VapoRub is a flavor. 23, please.
Uh-huh.
No, what if we put it 23, the flavor's just called Michael Jordan? And nobody even knows what that means? You're just like, what's that going to be?
Sure.
So 23 is Michael Jordan, okay? Give me another number and I'll tell you a player's uniform who had that number. Throw out an empty number, dude, yeah. Just throw out an empty number for flavor, yeah. 26. I don't know any player who had 26. That's not a regular player kind of number. 9? Who had 9? Antoine Walker, he had 8. Who had 9? Man, I can't remember. Let me look. NBA uniform 9. Who had a 9? Players who wore the number 9.
Number 9? Number 9?
Remember that, Mike? If I went into masses and put that on the jukebox.
Number 9?
Would people be mad? Beatles aren't on the masses jukebox. Who's on it that's good? Okay. Led Zeppelin just got on. Congratulations to Led Zeppelin. You broke through. You're finally going to get a taste of those the big money. You're on the masses jukebox now. Andre Iguodala has worn number 9. I forgot about that.
32 and 34 is open if you want Shaq.
Well, 30, because 34 I would put Charles Oakley. I would not put Shaq at 34. Shaq was 32 when he was with the Orlando Magic, 34 with the Lakers, because he couldn't be 32 on the Lakers because that was Magic Johnson. Right?
Could it be Andre Iguodala?
Say that again now?
Andre Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala.
Terrible.
Can that go at number 9? Wait, no, I don't want two NBA ones. What am I doing? What are you doing to me here, Santi? You're throwing me off my game.
You, this is your...
Nah, get off my phone. I'm done with you tonight. No more calls, Mike. These are the last 3. Sorry, Santi. I didn't mean to hang up on you. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
I'm Lilith in Castle Rock, Washington.
Lilith in Castle Rock, Washington. Where is Castle Rock, Washington, Lilith?
It's about 45 minutes north of Portland, Oregon.
So it's right on the South Washington? Is that where that would be?
Yeah, Southwest Washington.
Okay. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Lilith?
Well, I had a couple things for the topic. For vape shops, although they're pretty bad, so yeah. I don't know if I'm even going to make it on the list.
Okay, let's try. Let's see.
The first one is Vape NATO, sort of like Shark NATO, but for vaping. I thought that was
Vape
that was
NATO.
Fun. Vape NATO.
Let's see what else we got.
For the anime crowd, we have Super Vapin, sort of like a play on Super Saiyan, but Super Vapin. Yeah, they're not great.
All right. Let's keep swinging. Let's keep swinging, Lilith.
That is what I've got, unfortunately.
Sorry to break it to you. We're not making the charts this time.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe next time.
There will be a next time, too. Look, this is what I'm going to say to you, Lilith. You go and you take this and you use it as fuel and you come back next week twice as strong with more vape names than you ever could come up with.
I will certainly do my best on that.
I appreciate it. Look, you tried. I want to sound like Jerry Seinfeld now. You tried.
Oh, no.
You tried.
Terrible.
It is. He is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call, Wilf. I appreciate it. Have a great
day. I also just wanted to say real quick, I know you've probably heard a lot tonight, but I really loved the movie yesterday. It was super great.
Oh, thank you. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, the Steven Universe movie.
Oh, it's so good.
They didn't cut me out of it?
No, you didn't get – it's not an Ant-Man and the Wasp situation.
Great.
You're good.
Good. I thought I was scared. I was scared I was going to get cut out again.
Oh, that'd be terrible. A lot of the pod just wouldn't make sense without you.
Thank you. I know. I recorded it. I remember. I don't know how it would make sense. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I know who this is already.
Hi, this is Joe Firestone.
It's not Joe Firestone. This is star comedian Claire O'Kane.
It me.
Baby's first gun.
Oh, yeah, don't remind me.
Don't remind you that's your Twitter account?
Yeah,
don't remind me of my Twitter account, at Baby's First Gun.
I'll change it.
No, you won't. Keep it. What do you got for me, Claire O'Kane? What's going on with you? You're trying to set a record now. You're trying to get to 1 million retweets. Where are we at on that?
I mean, it's truly insane how quickly this tweet has gone viral. Within 9 hours, mm-hmm. Tom, we've got 1.1K RTs.
Yeah, only 999,000 more to go. and someone's ruining their wedding.
We have 4 days. We have 4 more days.
Oh, I think it's going to happen. You don't think it's going to... I think you're going to get like Tom Hanks is going to retweet it.
It's going to be this tweet retweeted after... What does he post? He posts pictures of...
Typewriters or something?
Clothing.
I don't follow him. Why would I follow Tom Hanks? Was he going to tell me about the Mr. Rogers movie?
Hey, it looks good.
Does it? It just looks like Mr. Rogers. It looks like we get to watch to see how close Tom Hanks can come to doing a Mr. Rogers impression. That's what half these movies are now. Oh, he did a pretty good Mr. Rogers impression. Well, did you need to see the movie? Nah, not really.
No. But, you know, he's trying. But it's like he's subtle, very charming. So I appreciate that.
Are you worried that the movie has an R rating? Does that trouble you?
No, I would actually want to go see it more if it had an R rating.
If it was just like unrated, like they call it, like the unrated edition.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say something really gross.
Too hot for the trolley.
Oh, no.
So,
anyway.
Claire O'Kane,
mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually just sucking on a vape right now, if I'm being completely honest.
You really are. What's in this vape now? What's in this vape?
I'm toking on a robot finger. It's one of those, it's got CBD in it, I guess, because, you know, that's legal here. The CBD that's like, has a little bit of THC in it. Anyway, sure. Is that me confessing to doing drugs?
Yes, the police are on their way over right now. It's a big priority to catch, to catch you with your... with your little robot finger that has a little bit of THC in it. What if this was the song? Did you? Because earlier I pitched Weird Al could do a remake of ABC by Jackson 5 as CBD, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it was like CBD with a little bit of THC.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
That's great. Then what happens in the song?
Then it would be I smoke it, then look at me. CBD with THC. Well, I don't know. Look, Weird Al can finish it.
That guy, he's weird.
He is weird. Now, is his name just Yankovic? Because Weird Al is in quotes. Like, is it just Yankovic? Hey, Yankovic.
Yeah, I think I would prefer that.
Just Yankovic.
Just like a one-name guy. He seems like more of a one-name guy than a quotation first-name guy.
Because it's not like just the word weird is in quotes, right? The Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Is in quotes.
Yeah.
So that's just saying it's like, this is, Yankovic is, his nickname is Weird Al. But it's just Yankovic. It's not like, if it was weird was in quotes and it was just Al Yankovic, I'd be like, well, of course everybody can follow that.
You know, I was just thinking about this today, how I just don't get it.
You don't get what Weird Al?
I just don't get it. I don't like listening to...
Well, here, I'll explain. I'm going to explain. Claire, he's taking songs that exist, and he's putting funny lyrics on them. You don't understand that?
No, I understand he's taking words that rhyme with the original lyrics.
I'm weird-splaining.
Well, you know, I get it, but I just...
I'm kidding.
I don't care.
Look, if you don't care, that's fine. Everybody can't care about everything. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what's something you love? Well, name a thing you love that you're super excited about.
Jazz.
You like jazz?
Yeah.
Well, that's something everybody likes, to be fair. Everyone likes jazz.
Well, who's the Weird Al of jazz, you know?
Who would be the Weird Al of jazz?
That's something I could get into. I guess it would.
Weird John Coltrane. What if there was like What if his name was like Weird John in quotes? Coltrane. Right? And he was like, Burrito Supreme. A Burrito Supreme, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Burrito Supreme. Like the most beautiful piece of music ever.
Mm-hmm. Or Sun Ra talking about not nuclear war, but how do we rhyme nuclear with anything?
Yeah. Nuclear war would be nuclear bore, right?
Yeah, something like
but
that.
But who'd be the nuclear bore?
Talking about nuclear bore, we got the Garrison Keillor bore.
Oh, there you go. We stick it to Garrison Keillor finally.
Finally.
Finally give him what fur. And then they could do travel spaceways, could just be like, we shop at the Safeway, right? For bargains. For bargains. Oh, I love it. We're rewriting. We're doing our jazz parody now.
Oh, no. I think I hit my little pen a little too hard.
No, we figured a thing out. We figured a thing out, Claire. Would you appear on Vape Rescue, which is the show that I'm going to do with AP Mike, where he goes to vape shops?
Oh, you mean all vape shops?
It's just he goes into like a failing vape shop and like retools the store.
I feel like I was looking at vape shops in my area currently, mm-hmm. and many have the words permanently closed.
Yes.
Under their name.
It's because there was one on every block, and the vape economy could not sustain every town having 8 vape stores in it. It would be like if there was 8 McDonald's in every town, like every small town had 8 fast food places in them.
You know that trope in like cartoons or movies where it's like there's a Starbucks on every corner.
Yeah.
Or when is that going to be vape shops, you know?
They're literally, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would, yeah, there was, but there is though. Like, I think there's more, like, because Starbucks at least is like one company is just like, well, no, we can't have 4 Starbucks in your town. But like these vape shops are, everyone thinks they're going to be the vape shop that sticks around. And suddenly it's like, wait, there's 5 other vape shops opening at the same time as we are? Oh, no.
Is that why the names of them are so stupid? They're just trying to stick out?
I think so.
They're peacocking?
Gorilla Vape. There's a vape chain in New Jersey, or maybe it's beyond New Jersey, called Good Guy Vapes.
Oh, I like that.
We're the good guys of vaping.
I posted a list. I don't know if you saw it, but
I didn't see
My favorite one in the list is America's Juice.
Dudio? America's Juice. Put that at what do we have open on the list? 7. Put it at 7. America's Juice. America's Juice.
Anyway, I just wanted to slip America's Juice in there and
that sounds
go
disgusting.
On my merry way.
That sounds disgusting. You just wanted to slip America. It sounds more troubling than anything I've ever heard anybody say. By the way, I want to let you know your tweet has blown up now. It is at 480,000 retweets.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, Donald Trump retweeted it.
Oh, wow, he did.
What would you do if Donald Trump literally retweeted your thing?
I would do literally anything anyone told me to do.
What if he was just like, Claire O'Kane's album, Let It Be, hilarious, like exclamation
well,
point.
Well, then my career is over.
Yeah. Claire O'Kane, very funny.
Yeah.
Funny comedian, Claire O'Kane. Or it would just be the kind of thing where he'd be just like, funny how Claire O'Kane is ripping on me, but doesn't, when we met 3 years ago, she was asked for my autograph and took a picture. Pathetic. It's always like
when we met at the Bell House.
Yeah, when we were at the Bell House, I met her. She has to have a picture taken with me. Now she thinks I'm terrible. I like when he was mad about, like, what's her face, Deborah Messing. He's just like, funny how when I was at an NBC thing, and then I was there for Celebrity Apprentice, and she was kissing up to me at it. It's like now she hates me. What's the deal with that? Well, the deal's very simple. You weren't president when you when she met you at the thing. You were a performer on another TV show on the network. That's why she was nice to you.
God, what a nut.
What a nut. It's a nutty world, right?
Great A. You bet. You said it.
Yeah, look, you can use that in your act.
You know what? I'll put that in my vows.
Your vows? Wait, what vows are you talking about?
Well, I'm getting, as the tweet says, I'm getting married on Saturday. Yeah. And I haven't written my vows yet.
You haven't?
So that's good. What do you say? It's a nutty world.
What if we wrote them right now, these vows?
Okay.
Here's what we do. You ready? Here are the vows. We're going to write them right now.
Okay, I'm ready.
You look over at your betrothed, whose mm-hmm. name is Nick. Nick. So,
uh-huh.
So then you go, "What's up?" Right? Start off, you say, "What's up?" Okay.
I mean, that's already very close okay. to what I was going to say.
Then you say, "What's up?" Then you say, hashtag wedding goals. Or mm-hmm. then you say, "What's up?" And you don't even look at him. You just look play to everyone in the room. "What's up?" And then they don't say it back. You go, "I didn't hear you guys." And you're like, "What's up?" Until they finally go, "What's up?"
Mm-hmm.
"You can do better." Until they're finally so loud with "What's up?" Then you just go, hashtag nervous about my vows. Okay. And you'll do throughout the thing, you'll say like, "Getting married to you is the greatest day of my life, and I cannot wait to see you every morning. Hashtag the vows are going better." Like you just like, it's like a side comment. It's like your version of Jim Gaffigan's, "I don't know what he's talking about. Why is he saying these things? Why?"
And then I'll say things like, "Marriage is going to be very easy between us, and I think there will be no rocky roads ahead. Said no one ever."
Yes. "Said no one ever. Hashtag." Then you just go, hashtag funny joke in the middle of the vows.
mm-hmm.
Do you okay. think there's a comedian out there now using that hashtag thing as a device to comment on their act during their act?
100%.
I would bet the farm on that there's someone literally doing that where they're just like, "So I was going, you ever been to McDonald's? And, you know, I like to eat at McDonald's sometimes. Hashtag I'm depressed."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
"Hashtag stress eating."
"Hashtag garbage fire." "Hashtag alone."
Hashtag dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if there was a garbage, what do you think is worse, a garbage fire or a dumpster fire? At least a dumpster fire is, it's a metal, it's contained in there. It's just like, or is the actual dumpster, is the outside of the dumpster on fire?
That's what I envision whenever I hear that.
That someone literally poured gasoline on the outside of a dumpster
mm-hmm.
and set it on fire.
It's slick with oil and then it's. Exterior.
Well, that seems terrifying. That seems terrifying.
Yeah, well, it's a funny metaphor for lots of white guys.
A dumpster fire.
We love it.
We do love it. We can't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. Hashtag dumpster fire. Hashtag these vows are a dumpster fire.
Well, Tom, I got to go back to doing my wedding test.
Then you just go like this. Then you just go at the end, you go, hashtag I love you. Right? And everybody would, aw.
I don't think you can. Is there such thing as a sincere hashtag?
Well, you're gonna do it. Hashtag yeah. I do. Welcome to the world's worst wedding. Do you guys hashtag? No, that would be horrifying. Well, look, Claire, you have a blessed wedding, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy for Nick, and you both are going to be very happy, and you're a great person. I don't know Nick like I know you, but if he's half of who you are, he's a lucky person.
Thanks, Tom. Maybe you should stop talking about beating him up.
I didn't start that. He started it. I think he started it, right?
No.
Or wait, no, he never heard it.
Thanks for listening. No, he hasn't heard that yet.
Thanks for listening, Nick. Hashtag big fan, huh?
Huh. You can't put a question mark in a hashtag.
Well, that's true. All right. Thank you, Claire. You get back to your tasks, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Very funny. Very funny, Claire. Okay. Best show, hi.
Oh, hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking? Who's this?
This is Dave in Lake Worth, Florida.
Dave in where, Florida?
Lake Worth, and it's right near West Palm Beach.
Okay, are you safe? Are you in a safe place now, weather-wise?
Yeah, they never really showed up. They got the hurricane shutters and everything in it.
Well, your phone's not very good, my friend.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Maybe it's the hurricane.
Yeah, blame it on the hurricane.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised you're still on. I was.
Yeah, we're winding down now. Final two calls, you and the next one.
All right, well, just make this quick. If you Google, oh, good Lord, L-O-R-D-E, you'll see something that Julie Klausner requested.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone made. Hold on.
I just made it this afternoon.
Hold on one second. I got to see this with my own two eyes.
I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Let me see. Hold on. Wait, what happened to my... Can't get in my own dang computer. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Got shut out of my own dang computer. What happened with that? All right, what's up with that? All right, thanks. I'm gonna check this out. Hold on, my computer ain't what it used to be. Hold on. I'm gonna let this thing load. All right, I'm gonna check it out though. Okay, what is it again? Oh, good Lord, Lorde.
Yeah, it should be the first email. I also emailed you.
Okay, well, I didn't get the. Let me see. Oh, hold on. www.ogood. So you actually got it. You registered a domain name for this.
Oh no, it's on Vimeo. So you just have to Google.
Oh, on wait, on Vimeo.
Yeah, but if you just go to Google and type in OH, good Lord.
Hold on.
Okay, it'll come up as a free video out there.
Here we go. Hold on. Oh, good Lord. Do you mean, oh, good Lord? See, they're correcting me.
Yeah, but...
I don't.
You should see an image of Kelsey there on the first Vimeo.
Hold on. Ah! Why is this taking so long? Wait. This is not good radio right now. I'm searching too much here. Hold on. Yeah, where is it? I don't see it.
I also emailed you a link.
Oh, you emailed me a link. I can't find it. It got text. I'm not going to play off my phone. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, no, I know.
First thing, okay.
Oh, good Lord. Here. Is this it? What's your name? Sam?
Dave. That's old Dave.
It's not up here. They pulled it, I think. I think they pulled it. I think it's gone forever.
They haven't pulled it. Don't even know it's you right now.
I think it's gone forever. What do I have, some kind of adult blocker on here? Something they won't let me show anything? Show me everything. Hold on. Show me everything. Let me see if this works. Yeah, it's not up here. It says this video has been terminated. Because it's not that funny.
I just emailed it to you just now.
You just emailed it to me. To what email account? Oh, Dudio just sent it to me. Dudio, get it.
Best show for last night.
Hold on. Wait. Wait, what is this now? Why is this not playing through the thing? All right, this I need to check out, and this seems funny. I'm going to need to spend some time with this. Thank you, my friend. I will highlight it next week.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Sorry we ended the show on such a rambly note. That's on me. I'll take the hit on that one, Chief. You hear me? You hear me, Mike? I'm accountable. I'll take the hit. I was rambly at the end. Oh, I know it's all right. No worries? No worries. No worries. Can't take this no worries anymore. Yeah, I think I'm going to leave. No worries. I'm not worried. Like, if I was like, I'm going to end the show now. Oh, no. Okay. No worries. All right. No worries. That'd be a good horror movie. No worries. Yes, worries. Let's, what should we play on the way out music-wise? I'll just play some sound effects. Best show will be back next week. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye. Well, and that stuff's not playing through the ting. I don't know why. Never mind. I'm just going to say goodnight. Bye. Show's over.